Four straight wins to open up the season for the Lansing Lugnuts, the latest coming yesterday. A 5-2 victory over the West Michigan Whitecaps in the first game of a six-game series. Today, the Lugnuts look to make it 5 in a row to open up 2023 in Mitch Myers' Lansing Lugnuts debut. Hello and welcome into Michigan State Capitol. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. Will Kel Hernandez is on the other side today for West Michigan. Hernandez against Myers, that's tonight. First, though, we look back to last night. Adam, the Lugnuts just keep on winning. They keep on playing from in front. And Caden Trenkel had himself an enormous offensive game.
Yes, he did. The first four-hit game of the season for a Lugnut. We saw him get off to a slow start in that Friday game against the Great Lakes Loons, but boy, he has turned it on since, and this offense keeps finding enough runs. I like that they're getting early runs and giving themselves leads, and then the pitching and the defense continuing to do it as well. But Caden Trenkel, what a game last night offensively.
About the pitching, you know, with Christian Fernandez going 4 1/3 scoreless innings yesterday, striking out 6, the Lugnuts starters through the first four games, that being Fernandez, Yoelvis Del Rosario, Jack Perkins, and Jacob Waters, have combined to allow one run. The first inning on Saturday, Great Lakes Waters gave up one run. That's been it against the starters, so welcome to the party, Mitch Myers.
Yeah, I mean, no pressure, right? But if you're going to follow in the same footsteps, we should feel pretty confident about the Lugnuts' chances again tonight. But the way they've been getting ahead of hitters, they've been locating the pitches, they've even done a nice job. I know the Whitecaps had a couple times yesterday where they got a couple runners on base, and Fernandez was able to work out of a few jams. They were able to finish things off in the ninth and later with the bullpen. So I like that they're doing a nice job starting the half innings, and then if they face any adversity, Jesse, they just don't panic out there on the hill.
We've got the starting lineups coming up for you shortly, but first, a conversation with Lugnuts catcher C.J. Rodriguez.
Joined by C.J. Rodriguez, who's your number one clubhouse manager you've ever worked with?
Caden Trott, right there.
Okay.
Let's go.
How big is baseball in your family?
Really big. I think it came from my dad. He's been in love with the game since as long as he can remember. And then my mom wasn't as much when she first met him, but I think once they had me and I started playing, she fell in love with it. So now my dad, mom, and sister, they're all into it. So it's pretty cool for it to be a whole family thing.
What was your dad's position?
He was an infielder. And that's actually what I played growing up. And then I converted to catcher my freshman year of high school.
Was it a coach's idea?
It was actually my mom's idea. She suggested that I, to my new travel coach, that she would like me to like kind of train at multiple spots, which made sense. I was so young, I didn't really care. And I tried it out, or I did a practice behind the plate, and he was like, yeah, you're not going back to infield. So I was like, okay. And then that's just kind of how it went.
What was your favorite thing about being a catcher right away?
Probably just how involved you are. I like just being involved in every play and not being able to kind of like, I guess, let the game just kind of drift off or just kind of start thinking about my own thing on the field. I like that I had to stay locked in every pitch. And it kind of taught me how to slow the game down, which helped on the offensive side.
Do you remember the first guy you ever caught stealing?
No, I don't.
It's too many.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a while ago. I'm not too sure.
Has your arm ever been clocked?
Nah, maybe when I was in high school or something like that. It probably wasn't really accurate, though. I'm not too sure what it was.
When I saw it offensively from you, and this is just me reading the stats, now I'm getting a chance to see you. It's how good your knowledge of the strike zone is. Is that related to your catching, or is that totally different?
I think it might be a little related to catching. You know, I feel like I've been asked this before, and I feel like catching definitely just, it makes you aware of the strike zone and what true strikes are, and kind of where to look for pitches in certain tunnels. And yeah, I think it definitely does help a lot without me realizing it. But yeah, I think it does.
When you were in high school, what was ahead first, your offense or your defense?
I've always been a defensive first guy. Like, always been a defensive catcher. I mean, I was kind of just told, like, that's the quickest way to the big leagues. You want to become a big leaguer, you got to be solid behind the plate defensively, and with the bat, everything else is just extra. So that's kind of been my game, and you know, try to stick to it. But obviously, keep working with the bat, too, to be as best as I can be.
Which major league team did you grow up rooting for?
Dodgers. Yep, L.A. Yep.
Who's your guy? Who's your player?
Or OG, like Rafael Furcal.
Yeah.
I loved watching him play because I was an infielder back then, so I loved watching him and just, I don't know, I really enjoyed watching his game. But ever since I switched over to catcher, I really enjoyed watching Real Muto. But one of my recent favorites the last couple of years have been Travis d'Arnaud with the Braves. So I watch a lot of video of him and try to kind of reenact my catching style like that.
What is it about his style that you appreciate?
I'm not too sure. The way it looks, it looks very clean and very, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what about it.
It just looks easy.
It looks like it works really well, and I think the numbers, or his receiving numbers, speak for it. So I think he's a good guy to watch. I've never talked to him or anything personally, but I do watch a lot of his video whenever I get a chance.
Was there a point when the college recruiters really started coming out for you?
Not like in a big jump. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt was my first SEC offer.
Yeah.
So I kind of jumped all over that right away. But because they recruited me early. I was being recruited by a few other California schools, but once I got the opportunity to go there at a young age, I was like, yeah, for sure. That was my dream school.
Was there a pitch to you, oh, by the way, you're going to work with some first-round talent here?
No, not at all. I don't even think – I think Kamar was – he was committed there already, but, I mean, I don't think anyone thought he was going to show up at the time. And then I don't even think Jack was committed there at the time. So, no, I was just – I wanted to go there because that was the best baseball school in the country, I thought. And, I mean, as a whole, you know, with education included. So that was my number one, and, you know, the dream came true. I was able to go there and, you know, play. But, it worked out pretty well.
As Kumar Nambiar said to you, you know, it's good working with a guy who knows how to work with a Kumar pitcher.
When I first got signed by Oakland, I met Kumar, and, yeah, that was a joke because he knew I came from Vandy, so that was pretty cool.
And finally, with C.J. Rodriguez, we've talked nonstop baseball. Besides baseball, what else do you love? What else are you great at?
I like drawing. I like clothes.
Wait, hang on. Like you're clothes. Artistic.
Kind of. I have like an iPad and I just draw stuff. Like, I literally just sit in bed and just draw like logos or images or shapes or whatever, really.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I like to do that as some free time. I'm not a big video game guy.
Yeah.
So I kind of like drawing and creating things, which is kind
of
cool.
And you said fashion. Are you one of the more fashionable guys on the team?
I don't know. I think you get to ask them, but I try to make sure I don't look like a dweeb, you know? But
no chance.
But yeah, no, I like clothes, and I think recently it's kind of been a thing, just paying attention a little bit more, and yeah, it's been fun.
CJ, this has been fun. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Lugnuts catcher CJ Rodriguez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The umpires are waiting at home plate. Meanwhile, the starting pitchers are warming up in the pen.
And now it's time for your starting lineups. And for that, I give you Adam Jaxa.
I'm just a night late, right? Home opening night is tonight?
For you, sure. Why not? Adam, let's open up tonight. And we'll open up tomorrow, too, if you'd like.
As long as they keep winning, we'll keep opening them up.
Yeah, have you ever seen a present that you rewrap so that way you can unwrap once again? Just have that thrill all over again.
Well, we're hoping that we get it again tonight. The Lugnuts 4-0 against West Michigan, 3-1. It is time, as Jesse mentioned, for those starting lineups. We'll save the nuts for last and begin with the visitors, the High A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, Danny Soretti is leading off and playing shortstop. Chase Young at second base, batting second. Roberto Campos in center field, hitting third. Isaac Pacheco batting cleanup and playing third base. The dangerous Ben Malgeri bats fifth and plays left field. Dylan Paulson, the former Loon, is DHing and swinging sixth. Chris Myers at first, batting seventh. Eduardo Valencia catching and hitting eighth. And Carlos Mendoza in right field to round out this Whitecaps order. Soretti, Young, Campos, Pacheco, Malgeri, Paulson, Myers, Valencia, Mendoza. And they support Wilkel Hernandez, who makes his first appearance in the Midwest League since 2019. Now, he did start, obviously, in the opening series and pitched four scoreless, but he had not been to the Midwest League since 2019.
I mean, the poor guy, back then they were single A league, now it's High A. Now he's ready to move up. He's back, he's healthy because he missed so much time, and welcome back to the same places that he's already known.
Right, a quote-unquote promotion in the same spot. All right, on the other side for your Lansing Lugnuts, one of the few remaining minor league teams that are undefeated to start the year, 4-0, and they have a chance to continue their best start. It equals that start that they had with Vladdy and Bo in 2017. Caden Trinkle, Jesse mentioned, four hits last night. He's leading off again for Craig Conklin's team in center field. Jack Winkler bats second and plays first. Max Muncy leading the league in doubles and extra base hits, hitting third and playing shortstop. Daniel Zusak is the cleanup hitter, catching. Johnny Butler in right field, swinging fifth. Lázaro Armenteros bats sixth and plays left field. Eurybio Angeles at second and batting seventh. C.J. Rodriguez, who you just heard from with Jesse in the pregame interview, is the DH, swinging eighth. And Joshuan Wright rounds out the order at third. Trenkel, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Butler, Armenteros, Angeles, Rodriguez, Wright. And they support in his Lansing Lugnuts debut, Jesse, it's the right-hander Mitch Myers.
Mitch Myers is out of Pitt, and last year, Adam, he was an innings eater. He led the Stockton Ports in starts. He led the Stockton Ports in innings. I went through his starts. He made 23 appearances in all, 22 starts. You want to know how many of those he tossed at least six innings?
How many?
We're talking 12. He went seven innings five times, six and two-thirds innings once, six and a third innings twice, and six innings four times. He was just eating up those innings, saving his bullpen. We'll see. He's going to be on pitch count today, but you'd figure as the season goes on, Mitch Myers is a consistent force to get deep into the game.
Does that kind of sound like a Blake Beers path? Started in Stockton, ate up a lot of innings when he came to Lansing in his first opportunity last year. Now we see Mitch Myers. And again, we've seen this A's staff, the pitching staff in general, work these guys and continue to get them better. So excited to see what the righty brings. It's game, what, four? And I am not
Game five.
Game five, four for me, right? It's game four for me. Game five.
You never say four on the golf course. I know that.
That's a lie. But it is game five, Jesse. And what I'm trying to say is I don't want to forget this early on to not get the spotlight hitters from you. So please, West Michigan first, who's your spotlight hitter?
It's Chase Young. Chase Young looked so locked in at home plate yesterday. He struck out his first time up. He struck out his last time up. I credit the pitching, Christian Fernandez, that first time. And then the last at-bat, Tyler Baum broke off some wicked changeups against him. But he was swinging it so well. He was seeing the baseball. He got hit by a pitch. He singled. He doubled. He is capable of a lot more damage than that. I would argue, early going in this young season, that he could be up for an early promotion if he does what I think he's going to do, which is major damage. He's one of the most talented hitters in the Midwest League. And on the other side for the Lugnuts, you know, Johnny Butler started off this season, and his first couple of starts, he batted ninth, and he hit so well, RBI single, RBI single. They bumped him up. He batted sixth in two more starts. Guess what? He kept on driving in runs. He's knocked in five runs. So today, he's batting fifth. And I think if he keeps this up, we're going to see Johnny Butler batting fourth, third. It's where's he going to go? Because he needs to get as many at-bats as possible right now. He has been so productive.
All right. Chase Young and Johnny Butler, second in the Midwest League, currently with five driven in. And he continues to produce for the Nuts, who had season highs yesterday, right? They scored five runs. They kind of been set at that four-run mark. Also had 12 hits. And again, as they get ready to take the field, Jesse trying to start 5-0. What a start that would be if they could do it again tonight.
It's been the key of getting out in front, scoring early, because if you look at the innings that the Lugnuts have scored, five runs in the first inning already this year in their first four games. And then they've only allowed the other team to score one run in the first five innings. In the first four games combined, just one run. The starters have been so good. So does Mitch Myers get them off to a good start? Does the offense launch in front early once again?
We're going to find out. We're going to send it down to the field, though, with Natasha. She's got tonight's national anthem. Beautifully done, as always, by Natasha, our photographer, and our national anthem singer. And we are officially ready for night two at Jackson Field. How about a wonderful 73 degrees and sunny for the Nuts and the Whitecaps. Game five of the 2023 season. And with the call for the last 15 years as the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, take it away.
You and I are on totally different widgets because I see that it's 79 degrees.
Is my computer lying
Ethan,
to me?
Ethan, what do you have? You've got 79 too? Okay. It's nice and warm. It's toasty. Is it 79?
I hit refresh. I want to apologize to everybody out there. It is 79 out.
Okay. It was 81 earlier today. What a lovely day. I talked to Jack Perkins earlier. And he told me, look, it's not going to be this way. He had already looked at the upcoming forecast. We're enjoying it while we've got it. It's summer come early on a dog days of summer with the dogs out of the ballpark. The Lugnuts L flag is being run around the field. And let me take you through that defense that the flag just encircled. And it's still going up the first base side, too. So this Lugnuts D. In the outfield, Lester Armenteros is in left. In center field, Caden Trenkel. And in right field, Johnny Butler. Jack Winkler's at first. Aribil Angeles at second. Max Muncy at short. At third, Josh Wainwright. The catcher, Daniel Susak. Down to the field. Play ball declared. And that brings us to the man on the mound. The right-hander about to throw his final warm-up pitch. And then it will be sent on down, flung around the horn, and we'll start up today. It's Mitch Myers.
Mitch Myers was a 12th round selection in 2021, 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old. As we mentioned, he pitched in Stockton last year. ERA sat at 5.5 in 22 starts. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider for the righty.
His best secondary pitch, Adam, I have it on good authority. I was told, watch out for the slider. The first man to step in is the switch-hitting Danny Cerretti. That's from the left side. It's 6:05 p.m. We're underway right on time as Cerretti lifts it to deep left field. Back goes Armenteros. He reaches out and can't make the catch. It bounces up against the wall for extra bases. Cerretti cruises for second. Armenteros plays into short. On the first pitch, an oppo double for Cerretti. So underway on time, and Cerretti very much on time and ready to welcome Mitch Myers to the league.
Yeah, that's a tough way to get started there. He was not missing, ready to attack right away, and that's a big-time swing out to left field. Start him off with an extra base hit.
Opening series of the year, the first three games for the Lugnuts, they only allowed two extra base hits in three games, and those came in the final inning of the final game. Well, Cerretti in scoring position. Chase Young takes a called strike from Myers. And there is the slider. Chase Young, two more hits yesterday. He's opened up the young year, 4-for-15 in four games. Three singles and a double, batting left. The pitch up high and inside. See, Adam, the book on Mitch Myers is that he loves to work as quickly as possible, but you can't really do that. You've got a runner on, and so the signs change from Daniel Susak, and the pace changes. Break even. Very high. Ball two.
Oh, the good news is the pitch clock is still on his side to work quickly.
That's right. It's not like he's going to take an hour. Center fielder Trenkel playing very deep. The right center gap is wide open. On the 2-1, check swing, off speed, went around too far. Strike called by the home plate umpire Juan Gomez.
Jesse, you did not tell me that West Michigan got new uniforms.
Yes, so they're in their navy, and it's not just the shirts. We first saw these yesterday. It's the pants, and I know you're a big pants guy. 2-2, ripped down the right field line, but hooked foul. That ball was tomahawked by Young. We stay 2-2. Your thoughts on these unis?
I love them. I love the pants that match the jerseys. I think the all-one color just looks great.
And, you know, I think they look like pajamas. You and I differ.
Well, that's better than batting cage uniforms.
This is very much a fresh look. One batting glove on, one hand bare for Jace Young. Pitch clock infraction, or no, time called. Time called by Daniel Susak, who saw that that clock was running low, and the catcher bails out Myers. There's nobody out, no score, top of the first inning. Cerretti at first. And again, a 2-2 pitch from Myers. It's due, and here it comes. Foul tipped at home plate. Young stays alive. So this is West Michigan's 30th season. That's what they're celebrating. 30 years of being the West Michigan Whitecaps. Dust off home plate, Juan Gomez. Chase Young goes for a walk backward and then steps back in. What I recommend you check out, too, is if you come early, the BP caps for the Whitecaps are their throwbacks to their original look with the logo with that great blue and yellow.
Love that.
Myers deals. Young swings and misses. The string was pulled, and he's gone. First strikeout for Myers.
Well, what do we talk about, Jesse? With the starting pitching being great for Lansing through these first four games, one of the things they've done well is even when base runners have gotten on, they've found ways to get out of the jam. That's the first step right here for Mitch Myers with the strikeout.
Yesterday, West Michigan put runners on against Christian Fernandez, and he struck out four with that spot. Roberto Campos takes the breaking ball away. Ball one. I want to bring you back to yesterday's game, Adam. It was the second inning. Ben Malgeri doubled with two outs, so Fernandez struck out Dylan Paulson, retired the side. In the fourth inning, Young reached, Campos reached, and then three straight strikeouts, threat averted. Campos takes the breaker high. Two balls and no strikes. And that was it. Those were the threats against the Lugnut starter, Fernandez, yesterday. And the Nuts were on their way to a 5-2 win. So that marred West Michigan's perfect start. And now the Whitecaps trying to do the same to the Nuts. 2-0. Very high for Myers. Three balls, no strikes. On the youngster, Roberto Campos. He's the youngest player between either of these two teams. Campos born June 14th, 2003. He is 19. on the 3-0, taking all the way, and Myers was not even close. Very tall for ball four. A leadoff double, a strikeout, and now a walk. And there are Whitecaps at first and second base with one out, no score for the cleanup hitting Isaac Pacheco.
That's, again, I'm sure something that Myers is going to be trying to work on this year. He had 38 walks last year and 124 innings pitched. So not too bad, but the whip was up about 1.5 for him. So you ideally want to bring that down a touch, and obviously you get free paces in this league. Good offenses, they're going to make you pay.
And now the old man, right? Pacheco, age 20, left-handed hitter, first pitch. Bouncer foul, right side.
The old man, huh?
Compared to Campos.
He's Max Muncy's old man age.
That's right. Well, Isaac Pacheco, if you put him on the lug nuts, he'd be the youngest player on the nuts.
Uh-huh.
Now, last year, Mitch Myers led Stockton by coaxing 10 double play balls. An 0-1. That's lifted high in the air to deep left field. Armenteros approaches the wall. Room to make the catch on the track. At second base, just the show of tagging up by Cerretti. Nothing more. The throw came in wide of third. A deep oppo flyout by Pacheco. And with two outs, Ben Malgeri will come up.
I think that was best case scenario right there, that ball went as far as it did, because at second there, Cerretti, he came off the bag. He thought that was going to drop down, so started to go towards third. Because of that, wasn't able to get back and tag in time, and there's still a force at each bag.
And it going to left field rather than, let's say, right field. Righty to righty, Malgeri swings and misses the Myers high fastball.
The other thing, too, Jesse, it's a really windy day in Lansing. It's around 15 miles an hour. So on top of how difficult it is to play the outfield here in Jackson Field, you're going to have to account for the wind gusts as well.
Here's the pitch. Low and away. Nice short hop pickup off the backhand by Susak. That wind is a very good point. And you and I both saw Isaac Pacheco homer against the Lugnuts out to left field last year. Leadoff double by Cerretti, strikeout of Young. Walk to Campos, flat by Pacheco. No score, the pitch. Malgeri pops it up, foul ground, right side, and this baseball drifts out of play. Several rows behind the Lugnuts dugout. First baseman Winkler got himself a closer look. No chance, though. Ball and two strikes on Malgeri, who came back this season feeling strong. And Ben Malgeri put in work in the offseason. A double yesterday, two home runs in the season opening series against Fort Wayne. Myers sets, looks at the runner Cerretti, deals. Line drive, right of second, one hop to Anales at second base, throwing to first for the out. Malgeri and the Whitecaps are done. Myers gets out of the jam with a jam shot coaxed by Malgeri. And so a hit. A walk to left, no runs. West Michigan nothing. The Lugnuts are coming up against Wilkel Hernandez when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Whitecaps put runners on, but didn't score in the top of the first inning. And now we go to the bottom half of the first. Trenkel, Winkler, and Muncy coming up. against righty Wilkel Hernandez.
Well, Mr. Hernandez was pretty darn good against Fort Wayne, Jesse. His first time back to the Midwest League since 2019, four scoreless innings.
Right-handed pitcher, left-handed leadoff man, Caden Trenkel. First offering, a fastball starts him with a called strike.
Then again, this guy, he was pretty good yesterday, too.
Oh, you mean Caden Trenkel?
Yes.
Why, what did he do?
Oh, he had a hit or two or three or four.
Trenkel takes the ball inside. And it all started off with him ripping a double to right center. That Roberto Campos, the center fielder, if he doesn't race over and cut it off, that's three bases. The pitch. That misses inside. On the count now on Trenkel. Two balls and a strike. And then everything after that, he lined a good curveball from Zach Hess up the middle. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike two called. He just kept on making things happen, and it was finished off his last time up. He chopped one back of first base that Dylan Paulson grabbed, and Trenkel beat him to the bag. 2-2. Reaches out and pokes it on the ground right side, grabbed by today's first baseman, Myers. And this time it's the pitcher, Hernandez, who does win the race against Trenkel to first base. 3-1 on your scorecard. One batter up and one gone. Let's go through that West Michigan defense. Chris Myers playing first. Chase Young is at second. At shortstop, Danny Cerretti. And the third baseman, Isaac Pacheco. The catcher, Eduardo Valencia. Jack Winkler bats right. Hernandez throws. Ground ball, left side, past the diving Pacheco. It's a base hit to left. So I'll introduce you to Ben Malgeri, who relays it in. Jack Winkler has a one-out single.
Well, we talked about Jack Winkler, Jesse. He had a really good start to the first game of the season. Didn't get any hits, but since that first game, he's continually found ways to get on base. There's another good poke out to left, and the Lugnuts in business here, potentially in the first.
He's five for his last 15 after taking the 0 for an opening day. Breaking ball fouled back by Max Muncy, strike one. Let me take you back before the first game of the year for Winkler. How good was he in the unofficial first day of the year against MSU?
Oh, he was arguably he was the best offensive player. Daniel Susak had a good performance, but Winkler, he did it all.
Knocked in five. Max Muncy takes under the arms. A ball and a strike on the fastball. Oh, by the way, Muncy's been all right.
I feel like it's rare to see him see a third pitch in an at-bat. Usually he's already on base.
He has drawn a walk the last two games.
Oh.
Word is getting out. The pitch. He grounds the third pitch. That is fair up the third baseline. Difficult play, Pacheco. Long throw in time to Myers. To second base goes Winkler. Pacheco double clutched and delivered it in foul ground up the third base side. But he denies Max Muncy. Two outs.
Well, Muncy didn't run right away out of the box. Not intentionally, but he was trying to see where that ball went, if it was fair or foul. Then he goes, and if he runs right away, he probably beats that out. Then it's lobbed over by Pacheco. You have to fight that sun here in Lansing at first base. Really impressive play at the corners for the Whitecaps defensively.
No score in the first inning. Daniel Susak, the cleanup man. Righty to righty. The big curveball hooking in for a called strike across the inside corner. Susak yesterday, a single, a walk. Lined out very hard to right field with a great catch made by Ben Malgeri. Scored a run. Productive. The pitch. Bouncer on the right side. Myers, the first baseman, grabs it. Calls off the pitcher. Takes it himself. And ends the first inning. So after the Whitecaps stranded runners at first and second, the Lugnuts strand a runner at second base. And it's a scoreless first going to the second inning from Jackson Field. Lugnuts and West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. and you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It was a spot of trouble for Mitch Myers in the top of the first inning, but nothing he couldn't handle. And now he takes to the hill for the second against Paulson, Myers, and Valencia. West Michigan 6-7-8 batters, no score, Whitecaps and Lugnuts, two of the three Michigan teams in the High A Midwest League. The West Michigan Whitecaps affiliated with the Detroit Tigers, originally an Oakland Athletics affiliate. And meanwhile, the Lansing Lugnuts, currently the Athletics' High A affiliate. It's been that case ever since 2021. The right-handed Myers deals to Dylan Paulson, batting left. Strike called, breaking to the inside corner. Two-tone bat in Paulson's hands. Myers throws. And that, too, is called a strike. Slider. Paulson yesterday was 2-for-4. A single and a double. He tried to spark something in the ninth inning. The pitch does not chase the high fastball. Ball one. It was his double that started things a-brewing against Tyler Baum in the top of the ninth yesterday. The Whitecaps scored a run, had the tying run at home plate, but Baum got out of it. Paulson chases and has gone on strikes. Second strikeout for Myers.
Crazy. Sometimes you feel like you're seeing double. Paulson was with the Great Lakes Loons back in the A days with the Midwest League. He said the same thing about Wilkel Hernandez. He was here in West Michigan in 2019, and ever since the reorganization and now Midwest League being the High A, you're seeing some familiar faces.
Mitch Myers with a pitch to Chris Myers, hit high in the air to left center field. Trinkle is over, turns around and watches. It bangs up against the Miller Lite sign. Chris Myers is into second base. One Myers had to win that battle, and it was the West Michigan first baseman. That's a booming double.
As we know, though, here in the state of Michigan and the surrounding areas in the Midwest, it is just Meyer, not Myers.
Oh, that's a good point. So Meyer comes through. That's his second hit of the year and his second double of the year. You saying seeing double. Well, West Michigan took you literally.
Yes, they certainly did. They've taken that literally in back-to-back innings, doubled twice.
Myers stranded the Ceretti double in the first. No score. He throws to Eduardo Valencia. Very high. Ball one.
Do you notice that a lot of people attach the S to Meyer and Kroger? It's like a common thing out here, and I don't know how that got started.
You say out here, my father, visiting from the East Coast, called it Myers. And I thought, how do you know? 1-0. Fouled into the screen.
Are you the one that will correct him right away, though, or do you just let it pass? Because I aggressively correct people. I know that probably shocks you.
I corrected him. You bet I did. Respectfully. Respectfully.
There you go.
Ball into strike. The pitch. Strike two calls. That fastball roaring in from Myers. First look at Eduardo Valencia. The international free agent signed 5 years ago, 12 days away from the anniversary of his signing. And he's 23 years of age out of Valencia, Venezuela. How often do you see a guy named Valencia from Valencia?
Not many.
The 1-2. High chopper hit on the left side. Third baseman right holds the runner, throws across, gets the out. Winkler throws back and behind him. Anales tries to deke as if the throw got away. Myers is not buying that. The out recorded on Valencia from Valencia, and two gone in the second.
Well, we've talked about how great this Lugnuts defense has been to start the year. They've turned four double plays, only committed two errors. That was splendid execution right there on the left side of the diamond. Look back the runner, throw to first, and then Jack Winkler, fighting the sun over there, immediately ready to throw it back to try and catch him, leaning a little too far.
Carlos Mendoza bats left. He takes the breaker low. Another aspect of that play that I liked So it's fielded by the third baseman right. He's way off his base, so he's looking at the runner. But the shortstop Muncy came around behind him to cover at third in case there was a play.
Fundamentally sound.
No score in the second. Two outs. The pitch. Whacked foul down the left side. Ball at a strike on Mendoza, the number nine hitter for these Whitecaps. Mendoza's getting his second start of the year. His first start over the weekend against Fort Wayne, he was 0-for-4 with a strikeout. He's from Ciudad Bolivar, Venezuela. He was signed 4 years ago. Here's the pitch. Line foul, left side, late into the netting. The member of the Whitecaps bullpen emerges, makes the trot over to pick it up. Count is 1-2, as signaled by another native of Venezuela. That's home plate umpire Juan Gomez, who grants time to Mendoza. In the offseason, Juan Gomez umpires professionally back home. Runner at second, two outs. The pitch. Off speed, down low. Ball two.
I know he's kind of living on the edge here. Gave up the double in the first, double here in the second. But, boy, he would love to find another way out of this half inning and keep it zeros heading to the bottom of the second here.
Center fielder Trenkel, a couple of steps toward left center. Myers the lead away from second. The pitch. A weak tapper out to the mound. Myers bare hands, those to first in time. Side retired. And there you go. Does that fit the bill?
That was efficient and well done. A little staggered off the mound there, but played his position well, and that'll work.
So in the first inning, a double. In the second inning, a double. And West Michigan has no runs to show for it yet. Scoreless, the 1.5 from Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Johnny Barrels gets the bottom of the second inning going from Lansing, Michigan. Butler, Armenteros, and Angeles, the Lugnuts 5-6-7 hitters. No score in the game. Lugnuts and Whitecaps, game two of a six-game set. The right-hander Will Keller-Hernandez throws. And the left-handed hitting Johnny Butler takes ball one, down and away. In the first inning, Hernandez coaxed three groundouts. That around, a ground ball single by Jack Winkler, stranding him at second. Deals. That's in the air, out to right field. Mendoza backs up. He nears the wall. He struggles. He's there, and he makes the catch on the track in front of the digital ribbon board right near Will Keller-Hernandez's headshot. It was not easy for Mendoza, but it's at number one.
Jesse, you label those as major league pop-ups, and that one turned into a major league fly, but that was way up there in the light blue sky. Plus, we told you about the wind. And that ball almost got carried out of here. Great job by Mendoza to look it in.
Lazaro Armenteros lands the first pitch he sees into left. That's a base hit off the curve from Hernandez. Malgeri gets it in. So just like in the first inning, a one-out single by Winkler. In the second inning here, a one-out single by Armenteros.
Just like after West Michigan had the double in the first, they had a double in the second. Very symmetrical here to start this game.
I also think about it like this. Everything was on the ground in the first inning against Hernandez. does not bode well for him if things are in the air now. Arribilanales taking all the way. Strike called on the fastball in. Arribilanales, number one on your scorecard. Righty to righty, runner takes off. The pitch breaks down and away, and no throw by Valencia. Perfect pitch for Armenteros to run on. He steals second for his fifth stolen base of the year.
That leads the Midwest League. Love to see him. He's getting on base. He drew a ton of walks in Midland, and now he's gotten a couple of base hits. And when he gets on, he gets in scoring position.
A ball and a strike. Pitch on its way. Breaks outside again.
Do you know what Angeles getting the number one jersey signifies?
Well, if he was playing college football, I mean, there are certain programs that number one means a lot.
Uh-huh.
A 2-1. Low and in. No, pray tell.
It signifies that he didn't get traded to the A's a week before the season. Less than a week before the
point.
A's season started in the Lugnuts. And what, he was 35 last year?
Last year he was stuck with 35. He arrived and they had already handed out the single digits. The 3-1. Up and inside, ball four.
So Adelaide
draws the walk. That's walk number one for him this year.
There you go. So, Jesse, he said, you know what? I'm going to get here at the same time as the rest of the team and actually get to select one of the lower numbers and a uniform that hopefully fits me a little bit better.
Arribilanales, 5'11", 195 pounds. The lower the jersey number, the smaller the size. There's a great story going the other way. 2-1, one out for C.J. Rodriguez. The first pitch, it takes a called strike on the inside corner. Jorge Juan joining the Lugnuts this year. His initial jersey number on media day was in the 30s. And yet when he went out, suited up to pitch, turns out that was too small. And that's why Jorge wears jersey number 45. He's 6'9", 263 pounds. And a 1, wait, runners are in motion and Hernandez's Armenteros picked off. Pacheco delays, delivers to Young. Young runs Armenteros back to third base, lunges at him, and tags him out on the small of the back, all the while Anales makes his way up to second. So in the end, it goes 1-5-4, the pickoff, the caught stealing. And there's now two outs in the bottom of the second, and instead of one out first and second, two outs and a runner at second base for Rodriguez.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they had double steal on there or what the plan was, but Armenteros left a touch early, and that's good work by Hernandez to get him picked off.
Righty, righty. 0-1 pitch for Rodriguez. Oh, a curveball that crosses up Valencia. Now Eduardo Valencia just needs to make sure he and Hernandez are both in agreement with whatever's coming next. Caught that in self-defense. Ball and a strike on CJ.
CJ Rodriguez at the plate going, I know what you're dealing with. I've been there before.
That's right. Catchers understand catchers. No score in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight into the netting. Boy, how good did CJ Rodriguez look his first start of the year? And speaking solely offensively.
Incredible, because we went in looking at that defense, and he stepped up, and he was taking good pitches, not swinging at pitches out of the zone, and barreling up balls that he was swinging at.
2-for-4 that first game. This is start number two. The pitch. It takes a called strike three on the inside corner. He's done, and the second inning is over. The first strikeout for Wilkel Hernandez, stranding Angeles at second base. A walk and a single, but no runs. And scoreless off to the third inning. Adam Jaxa takes over the call when we return.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, hello there from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. It's the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps. No score as we head to the third on a beautiful evening for baseball and really a beautiful week for weather in the state of Michigan as starting to see those early spring and potentially summer temperatures, 79 degrees at first pitch for tonight's game. Second time through the order for Mitch Myers as he faces Danny Cerretti, the leadoff man. First pitch fouled off. First base side, strike one.
I like these temperatures early because the players have not yet acclimated to the cold of the Midwest, so get them back to what they were feeling for the Whitecaps in Florida, for the Lugnuts in Arizona.
The 0-1, breaking ball inside, one ball, one strike. The Crosstown Showdown, we talked about first impressions, and these guys coming from Arizona and up to Lansing where it was chilly. The 1-1, just inside with the fastball, 2-1. Well, this is a pretty good first impression for the opening week at home, right? I mean, 70-plus yesterday, 79 today. The pitch, just outside. He's nipping at the corners. It's 3-1.
Have you ever heard the old-school perspective that the minor leagues should not be too good, too much fun, otherwise a guy wouldn't want to advance levels?
Yeah, that makes sense. 3-1. There's his strike on the inner half of the plate. Cerretti tried to raise his arms out of the way. 3 balls, 2 strikes. On the switch hitting, Danny Cerretti. Where's number 7 in his all-blue Whitecaps uni? The payoff. Lifted out to center and down for a base hit as it two hops in front of Trinkle. He comes up and will play it back in, but it's a 2-for-2 night so far for the leadoff man, Danny Cerretti.
And the North Carolina Tar Heel. His hands, Adam, are so high that if you're a pitcher and you see that, what do you want to do? You want to fit a ball under those hands and challenge him. Are you quick enough to get around? And as it turns out, he was definitely quick enough. Those hands flashed through.
And really patient on that at bat. He didn't swing until that final fifth pitch and delivered the sixth rounder from last year's draft. First pitch to Jace Young. Down low, ball one. No score in the top of the third between Lansing and West Michigan. It was back-to-back doubles that Myers gave up in the first two innings. Double to Cerretti, then a double to Myers, the other Myers, in the second. First single he's allowed to open the third. The righty throws. Up high and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. And starting to see a little bit of inconsistency at the plate. He's right there with his pitches, but just missing on the corners, at the top and bottom of the zone. Had 1 walk on 4 pitches in the first. Throws back over to first to check on Cerretti.
And don't take that pickoff throw for granted. Remember, the sun is right in Jack Winkler's eyes.
Yeah, it's tough to make that catch over there. The pitch, swatted back, foul. 2 balls and a strike. 79 with a whipping wind of 15 miles an hour. It's waving the banners, the red, white, and blue banners that are draped all across the outfield railings here at Jackson Field. The pitch on the ground is second to his right. Angeles dives but can't get to it. It's in the right field to Butler. Around second, Cerretti head first slide into third. And they're at the corners if the first two have reached in the third for the Whitecaps.
Angeles was late on that dive for it. It was by him. He did not react in time to his right.
Do you think that was potentially sun-related? Maybe seeing it a little late off the bat, Jesse? He's got his sunglasses, but they're on top of his head.
I think anything that cost them that extra half second. That ball was sizzled by Young.
Would have been a great play just to get one or even try two. Instead, it's 2 on, nobody out. And Robert Campos steps in. First pitch in there, strike one. It's a good start to the third at bat. Well, Myers has wiggled his way out of a couple of doubles and a walk in the first couple innings. First to have reached with base hits in the third. The pitch, 0-1, Tomahawked over towards short. Muncy flips to second. Over to first. They concede the run, but it's the fifth double play of the season. A 6-4-3 double play to clear the bags. So you give up the run, but that's about as good as you can do. And with plenty of baseball left to play, you're going to have to score at least one run to win the game, you'd think, when it's scoreless. So you give up the one, you get two. Now a fresh start here for Mitch Myers. Isaac Pacheco steps in, swings and misses. Filthy changeup, strike one.
Especially this part of the order. First and third, nobody out. The 3-4-5 batters coming up.
And you get the bases clear with two outs. Give up the run. Hasn't been input yet on the video board. But four hits up there for West Michigan. Next pitch, just a little bit low. 1-1.
This is where Myers has had his difficulties. It's been out of the windup. It's been pitching with nobody on the bases. He's been good out of the stretch.
Next pitch, up high and outside, 2-1. The sun covering most of the diamond here, besides the shadows in the left corner of the outfield and center field due to the video board. The pitch, up high, and it's 3-1.
Right, that release point is off. He's going to get right back out of the stretch, and it seems to me he's going to start executing better.
We'll see if that helps him out here. He got behind, 3-1 against Cerretti, came back, gave up the base hit. Pitch clock is low at 1, and we get time called, or is that a pitch clock violation? It is, so that's ball 4. And Myers is wondering, why didn't he get extra time or something? He's having some words with the home plate umpire, and now in comes the bases umpire, Daniel, by the way, and he's kind of explaining what happened there and why it's a pitch clock violation. So that was on ball 4, and that allows a man to reach.
That's where, too, Daniel Susak, the catcher, can help out and quickly ask for time himself.
He did that in the first inning. Here's the first pitch, fouled back, strike 1 to Ben Malgeri. All right, Jesse, so you said you do a little clock around the strikeout if it is caused by the pitch clock violation. What do you do for a walk? The same thing?
I write BB on my scorecard.
Okay. Base on balls is what that stands for. The 0-1. That's in there at the knees. Outer corner, strike 2.
A design flaw of scorecards is there just isn't that much space.
Where's the clock emoji that you can just implement here in your little box?
Well, you and I both know people who score digitally, so I'm sure they'd figure it out.
Yeah, they're ahead of the game right now. 0-2. That's up high and inside. 1-2. 1-0 Whitecaps. We're in the top of the third on a gorgeous Wednesday evening in Michigan State Capitol, pushing towards 7 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. One man on, two out. Now Jerry grounded out to second in his first at bat. The pitch, breaking ball, lifted out towards the line, and it's down in front of Armenteros. He comes over, picks it up off a hop, throws it into third. It's late on a feet-first slide from Pacheco. That's a double from Ben Malgeri, his fourth extra base hit this year, which leads the league.
Just a hanging breaking ball. A hanging breaking ball on 1-2, too. That's where you want to execute, make a pitcher's pitch. And Malgeri had too good of a swing if you're Mitch Myers.
And now, after that pitch clock violation that caused the walk, there are runners at second and third, two outs, and Don Schulze making a visit for the first time in this game. And we said it, Jesse. You live on the edge in the first inning, give up the double. You live on the edge in the second with another double. West Michigan, third time around, and most importantly, second time through this difficult part, the top of the order, they've made the Lugnuts pay here.
Feels mechanical to me right now for Mitch Myers in terms of why he's missing, where things are going wrong. And so the question is, can he make that adjustment? And can he make that adjustment in a crucial spot? You get one out, you're out of this jam, and only one run is scoring. But West Michigan has the chance to make this into a very big inning.
And you said it earlier, Paulson, he had a good game yesterday. He was 2-for-4 with a run scored, struck out in his first at-bat. You know he'd like to deliver here. Second and third, two outs, 1-0 Whitecaps. The pitch. That's outside, ball 1, but a balk is called, on Myers.
Don't think he came to a complete stop.
And because of that, the balk was called by second base umpire Daniel Bytheway. And he's explaining to Myers right now why the balk was called. And now Craig Conklin jogging out to get an explanation from Bytheway as well. So a tough couple of instances here where Myers has not been able to help himself out. The pitch clock violation, now the balk, and things kind of compounding here in this third inning. So now it's 2-0, and the Whitecaps have a runner at third. So here we go. Runner at third and two outs. And now the pitch. That's outside. Is this the biggest deficit the Lugnuts have had all year? In a 1-0 deficit, I believe, at Great Lakes?
You're right.
So the first time they've trailed by multiple runs. The pitch. Here's a hard hit ball. One hop right at Angeles. The fringe of the grass at second. Slings it over to first, and that's going to do it. So you give up three hits and a walk and a balk, and you give up two. The Lugnuts able to limit the damage, though. To the bottom of the third we go. 2-0 Whitecaps from Jackson Field.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We head to the bottom of the third, 2-0, West Michigan leading Lansing. The largest deficit the Lugnuts have had through five games this year. We'll see how they respond. They have been able to collect a couple of base hits. Single from Armentero, single from Winkler, walk from Angeles. But no runs yet against Wilkel Hernandez. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you tonight. The second night of the season at Jackson Field opened last night with a 5-2 Nuts win. We'll be here all week. The pitch home. That's down low, inside, to Joshuan Wright, his first at bat of the game.
Usually when people say, we'll be here all week, they then say, try the veal.
The pitch. That's in there, strike one. Well, they should be here all week, and check out this great view that we've got here at Jackson Field. The pitch home. That's shot foul, right field side. Dog days of summer, our first one, and we hear a couple of barking dogs in the crowd.
Well, Meg, in charge of sponsorship, brought Stanley. I know that.
The pitch? That's a little low. She brings him on non-dog days of summer.
True. Stanley showed up to the Crosstown Showdown.
But hey, they've got pup cups today. You got to bring the dogs. 2-2. Hard hit. Left side of the infield, and it's through for a base hit rolling to left. A diving attempt from Soretti, but Joshuan Wright, too much pace on it, and it's a third straight inning where the Nuts have a single.
That's been the thing for both of these pitchers, has been the balancing act. And we saw in the top half of this inning, Mitch Myers could only balance so much, and the Whitecaps pushed him for a couple of runs. So let's see how the Lugnuts reply.
Again, the pitch. That's in there, strike one. Similar to your point, Jesse. The Whitecaps did it with their order coming up for a second time. Here we go back to the top of the card for the Nuts for a second time. Caden Trinkle grounded out. The pitch up high, one ball, one strike. Trinkle had four hits yesterday. He now has six hits in the Midwest League season, just four games in coming into today. That's good for second best in the circuit. The 1-1 from Hernandez flies wide. Two balls and a strike. It's a windy day here in Lansing and across the state of Michigan, and because of that, there's no American flag out on the right field flagpole just beyond the high arcing wall above the Lansing board and water light sign that we usually see. The pitch lifted out to shallow right center field. Dying as Campos comes in, and it bounces in front of Mendoza. Good read on it at first by Wright as he scampers to second. Back-to-back singles for the Nuts.
That's exactly right. Josh Wainwright going halfway and a little bit more so, edging, just to see as that ball came off the end of the bat.
So two on, nobody out, and it's Jack Winkler's turn. 2-0 Whitecaps in the bottom of the third. Anyway, the flag, we're guessing, maybe didn't stay up on the flagpole because of how windy it's been throughout the day, so it's hanging on the left field wall. Righty on righty, the pitch to Winkler. That's down low, skips away though from Valencia, and both runners advance to second and third on the wild pitch. And we're a base hit from Jack Winkler, potentially of tying this game up. One of those anything you can do, I can do better situations, potentially for the Nuts. They gave up two in the top half of the third, and now in the bottom half, you've got Josh Wainwright singled at third. Caden Trinkle singled at second. And now, after those wild pitches, Jack Winkler, what do you have for us?
Well, the right side of the infield is wide open. We've generally seen Jack pull the ball for hits.
1-0. That buzzes him inside as he bends back his upper half. Two balls, no strikes. And Jesse alluding to Jace Young, the second baseman. He's about five steps to the right of second. And over at first, Chris Myers is patrolling the middle of first and second. The pitch kicked back off the netting, 2-1. Winkler waiting on that one, ahead 2-0, knew he was going to get a good pitch to hit. Connected on it, but just was below the baseball.
Generally, the hard stuff in has set up that outside corner with the soft stuff. That's where that Hernandez curveball becomes a weapon.
Here's his pitch. He does go to that off-speed pitch, but misses low, and it's 3-1 for Winkler. You put him at first, the bases would be loaded with nobody out for guess who? Max Muncy waiting on deck. We'll see what Winkler gets on 3-1. Hernandez's pitch. Bouncer towards third. Pacheco fields, lets the run score, throws to first as Myers bending over to take a better look as the ball came in the sun, squeezes. It's an RBI ground out for Winkler, 2-1. Trinkle holds it second. So not exactly what you wanted, but good enough. That gets the run home and still only one out in the frame. And you've got the big bats in Muncy and Susak coming up. So I think if you're Lansing, you take that ground out to get a run.
It's the compromise play.
The first pitch to Muncy. Swings and fouls it back. Strike one. And I think for West Michigan, you take that play as well, knowing that was going to be a really difficult play at the plate. It's not a force, so you have to tag, so you get your out at first with Trinkle not having to run.
And you keep that runner at second base away from third base.
The 0-1. Muncy takes it up high. One ball, one strike. 2-1 Whitecaps, bottom three in Michigan State Capitol.
Enjoy this outfield alignment for West Michigan.
Yeah, shifted to the right. Muncy, he pulls the ball down the left field line. There is all kinds of space. Hernandez steps off as he looks over at Trinkle, who's got great speed at second base.
Right fielder Carlos Mendoza is shallow and down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And Roberto Campos is basically playing toward the triples alley.
Time called. And they're going to exchange the baseballs. Hernandez flips the one he had to the Lugnuts dugout, gets a new one from home plate umpire Juan Gomez. And they get deeper from right to left in their positioning. The pitch Breaking ball was coming at Muncie and dove right back across the plate. Beautiful pitch. And it's 1-2 on the 2021 first round selection by the Oakland Athletics. One of the top prospects in this A's organization, just 20 years old out of California. The 1-2. That's low and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Jesse, what was that city name where he's from?
Camarillo. My apologies. All last year and to start up this year, I'd been saying Camarillo. Max Muncy and the bases umpire, Daniel Bythaway, are from the same hometown. Daniel corrected me earlier.
2-2. That's inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We'll give you a pass.
So Camarillo, California.
Max Muncy, 6'1", 185-pounder from Camarillo, California. First-round selection, 25th overall, taken by the A's in 2021. Runner at second, one out. The pitch home. That's sent foul, first base side, up into the all light blue sky, all sun on this April 12th. Beautiful night for baseball. The Lugnuts getting down by a couple of runs in the top half of this inning, but coming right back, getting one, trying to get more. The pitch. That comes inside. Breaking ball didn't quite come all the way back across the plate. And Muncy has drawn another walk this season. And the Lugnuts have first and second, one out for Daniel Susak.
That's walks in 3 straight games for Max. Very patient, understanding the situation.
He got behind 1-2 and didn't panic. And that's the sign of a good batter. And now West Michigan, just as we saw Don Schultze have to go out to the mound for the first time, the pitching coach for the Nuts. On the other side, the Whitecaps doing the same. They'll also send a couple of infielders as well to kind of slow down. Wilkel Hernandez, first and second, one out. And the big bat of Daniel Susak, the 2022 first round overall pick for the Oakland Athletics, is up.
When Hernandez is going well, just the same as Mitch Myers in the top half of this inning, he's a ground ball pitcher. And this is a spot where you get a ground ball. It's a double play and the inning is over. But there is such potential for a big Lugnuts inning because of how big Susak's power is. Lugnuts have gone all this year without seeing a home run get hit, and he could very well be the first to hit one.
We'd love to see it, and Jackson Field caters to the hitters. It's just great to see Wilkel Hernandez pitching again. The 23-year-old last pitched for West Michigan in 2019 as the low-A affiliate for the Tigers then, but he then underwent Tommy John surgery in the canceled COVID-19 season in 2020, then returned to low-A Lakeland in 2022, and now back up here at high-A with West Michigan. First pitch to Susak. Swing and a miss from the big catcher for the Nuts. Daniel, 6'4", 225. You certainly can't miss him down there, and you get up close and personal with him, you really see the size that he portrays. The 0-1. Fouled back. He's quickly behind. 0-2.
Reminds me of when I was growing up watching Dave Winfield, where when a batter is that massive, the bat looks smaller in their hands.
Right now, Daniel Susak got to protect and try to come through with a big bat here. First and second, one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss, in on the hands, and he came around. And that is a huge out for Wilkel Hernandez.
That's a perfect fastball. Like we saw Jack Perkins on Sunday go with the fastball just a little bit above the zone. That fastball is a little up, but it's also in. It's in tight. Beg your pardon, Adam. That's been Susak's vulnerability. When we understood it coming into this year was expanding the zone.
So now Johnny Butler trying to pick him up. The pitch. Left-hander takes it outside. Ball one. 2-1 Whitecaps. We're in the bottom of the third. Lugnuts had the first two reach with base hits. They scored one run on the ground out from Winkler. Walk to Muncy. Strike to Susak. Strike out. But Johnny Butler has been the RBI guy. 5 RBIs, second most in the Midwest League coming into tonight. A golden chance here with 2 outs. The pitch. Popped up left side of the infield, backing up Pacheco in the shade on the fringe of the dirt, and he makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So considering the circumstances for Hernandez, first two reach, And he also walks the batter, only gives up one, going through the heart of the Lugnuts order. We head to the fourth. West Michigan remains in front, 2-1 from Jackson Field.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, the good news is the Lugnuts got on the board. The tough news is they only got one and had a chance to get a couple of more, but still a game to be had here through three innings. It's a tight one, 2-1, West Michigan leading. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. A handful of games will have been completed once we finish tonight, fresh off a brand new season of Lansing Lugnuts baseball, and what a start for the Nuts. 4-0 to open this season. They handed West Michigan their first loss yesterday. Looking for a comeback win today. 7-8-9 coming up against Chris Myers. First pitch. That's in there, but down low. Ball one. Should say Mitch Myers as he faces Chris Myers. Myers on Myers crime right now. The pitch. That's a line drive right back up the middle, and Myers wins. Chris Myers as he rounds first. And another half inning where the West Michigan Whitecaps get a base hit. They had a double in the first, a double in the second, a double and two singles in the third, and now a single in the fourth. So they continue to poke the ball around against Mitch Myers. Their sixth hit tonight. Eduardo Valencia coming to the plate. One on and nobody out for West Michigan, up 2-1. The pitch home. That's inside, ball one. Myers, 56 pitches on the night, 34 for strikes so far. Shrugs his shoulders from the stretch, the 1-0. Up high. Two balls, no strikes on Valencia. Valencia wears number 41, the right-handed catcher, 6'2", 180 pounds. The pitch. That's shot by foul. 2-1. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight to come in and take in their second Lansing Lugnuts game. Again, as we mentioned, dog days of summer every Wednesday. Bring your four-legged friend to the park. Watch some Lugnuts baseball. The 2-1. That's flied foul right field side over the Lugnuts pen down the right field line. If you're unfamiliar with Jackson Field, it's got quite the outfield dimensions. High walls in left and right, 23 feet tall on each side, almost like a shorter Green Monster kind of feeling. The walling is green with the yellow line for the home run up at the top. And then it dips down to 10 feet in right and left center field. The pitch, that's fly foul, right field side. And then it goes back up to 20 feet from left center to right center, including dead center field. 330 down the left field side, 337 down right. 407 to Triples Alley in right center field. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Whacked out high into the air, left field side. This is trouble. Armenteros going back. He looks up. It's a home run for West Michigan. Valencia goes yard, a two-run shot, 4-1 Whitecaps in the fourth. He pulverized that high pitch and didn't miss it up over that 20-foot left center field wall we were just talking about. Third home run this year for West Michigan and the first for Valencia.
Power has not even been a part of Valencia's game. Just seven home runs and 191 career minor league games before that swing.
He certainly showed the power on that pitch. That is now an extra base hit. That first pitch outside, ball one to Mendoza. Extra base hits now in every half inning for West Michigan. Double in the first, the second, and the third. Home run here in the fourth. The 1-0. Bouncer, two hops to second. Angeles fields and throws to first in time. There's the first out.
Not too many guys throw to first base flat-footed.
It's almost like when he's standing in the box and you know he's taking the pitch and he doesn't move. But yes, he has created the dirt divot out there just in front of the fringe of right field. That ball came right to him on two hops, and he didn't move. Just took the glove, the right arm, and threw it over there. Back to the top of the order, Danny Ceretti, 2-for-2 tonight. The pitch, up high and outside, ball one.
To go back to that home run, that's a 20-foot tall wall.
Mm-hmm.
And left center field is not close.
The 1-0. It's in there, strike one. You know, I set it up perfectly, just giving the dimensions of how far it is to try and hit it out over that wall because we haven't seen one yet from the Lugnuts this year. West Michigan went ahead and did it themselves. This pitch sent out to center field. Trinkle on the run to his right, diving, and he's got it. That ball was playing tricks on him. He went back, he went forward, then he went right, and then he went diving and made the catch to rob Danny Ceretti.
I would call that a diving scoop. Reaching out and then the scoop at the last second with the right hand.
Again, the outfield here, especially with the wind, a little bit more difficult than usual tonight. And Trankel came through. Chase Young steps in. First pitch fastball outside corner. Strike one. West Michigan 4, Lansing 1. The two-run deficit was the biggest the Nuts have faced this year. Now 3. The 0-1. Up high, and we're even. Lugnuts painted in white cursive lettering behind home plate. L-U-G-N-U-T-S. Nuts. 1-1. That's outside. 2-1. And then Jackson Field with the Jackson logo just beyond the J. Up the first and third base lines. And then the striping in the infield and outfield grass. Beautiful. 2-1. That's down low, 3 balls and a strike.
Let me ask you, besides how it's painted on the field, have you ever seen the name Lugnuts written in cursive script?
No.
It's that classic baseball cursive that you'd see on the front of the jersey, but on the front of the Lugnuts jersey, it says Lugnuts differently.
3-1 is on the ground towards first. Backhand by Winkler. Throws underhand to Myers. Covering, gets the right foot on the pillow, and that's going to do it. So a single and a homer. Two more runs for West Michigan. They go down 1-2-3 after that. Bottom four is next, 4-1, Whitecaps.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, for the first time this year, the Lugnuts with work to do coming from behind. They trail 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Good news, you got a big bat coming to the plate, Lázaro Armenteros, followed by Aribe Alanjales and C.J. Rodriguez. The Nuts were able to get a run off Wilkel Hernandez in the last half inning, but he did a good job limiting the damage, so we'll see if they can string together a few in this fourth inning. Armenteros had a base hit the first time up, then swiped the bag, then got picked off, trying to take off for third. The pitch. That's inside, and it hits him. Oh, my goodness. Armenteros immediately goes left hand to his hip area, and he slowly walks his way down first base, but he just had no chance to get out of the way there. And we are very sensitive to HBPs here in Lansing because of how much damage they did sending guys to the IL last year. But the good news, Armenteros looks to be all right and is staying in the game. So the Lugnuts will take the base runner. And Aribe Alanjales swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one. He walked. Took a strike in his first at-bat, and then four straight balls after that. Two walks issued by Hernandez. The righty set. The 0-1. Hard hit on the ground, foul just to the right side of Craig Conklin, who's standing three or four steps beyond the third base coach's box. 4-1 West Michigan in the bottom of the fourth. They put two up in the third and two up here in the fourth. Lansing gathered one in the third. The 0-2. Fouled back off the netting. Well, it is trivia time here in the fourth inning. That's the good news, regardless of if the Nuts can get any runs back here or not. So, Jesse, I'm going to play off what he asked yesterday. He asked you who started on opening day last year for the Nuts. The 0-2, there goes Armenteros. That pitch is a little wide. Throw down to second is late. Armenteros came off the bag, though. The tag was late, though, from Jace Young after he realized that Armenteros overslid, and he is still safe. So he swiped second for a second time with a little drama there at the end.
That race back to the base.
That's right. Six steals now for Armenteros. 1-2. That's inside, and a really close take from Anjales on the stolen base pitch. It was flirting with strike three, and now he's worked it back 2-2.
Keep in mind, the Whitecaps have not attempted a steal this year.
Crazy. No steals, and none attempted. The pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Pacheco off a few hops, slings to first, and Myers basically shielding is able to grab that with his glove, but he ducked out of the way and kind of just flailed at the ball and caught it. And he's having some words with Pacheco over at third saying, don't throw it so hard at me. I can't see.
Bounce it the next time. Give me a good grounder.
We saw Brett Harris do that last year for the Nuts. The pitch. In on the hands, twisted foul by C.J. Rodriguez. Strike one. So, last year's opening day starter, Jesse, the answer was?
Grant Holman.
Grant Holman, the opening day starter. So the question tonight, who hit the first Lansing Lugnuts home run of last year?
Not Grant Holman.
It was not. The 0-1. That's fought back foul. Two strikes. I'm going to give you two hints because we're being generous here in the opening week of the season. Your two hints, number one, the guy that hit the first home run for the Lugnuts is currently on this Lugnuts squad. Number two, that first home run came against these West Michigan Whitecaps.
I think the first hint helps more.
Yes.
It's not Tyler Soderstrom. It's not Lawrence Butler.
It is not. Easing you into trivia here in 2023. We're so gracious. The 0-2. And on the hands, fouled back by C.J. Rodriguez.
That's the royal we.
That's right.
We are so gracious.
So gracious. And not conceited at all by telling you we're gracious.
We are Adam Jaxa.
4-1, Whitecaps in front here in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-2 pitch. That's outside, skips away from Valencia, and an easy trot to third for Armenteros. So the Nuts trying to get a pitch back, or get a run back after that passed ball that's been called on Eduardo Valencia. By the way, if you want to answer the trivia question, you can reach out via email or Twitter. Twitter handles at Jay Goldstrass or at Adam Jaxa. The pitch lifted out to right field, twisting back. Mendoza was in, still going back. It's over his head and bounces on the warning track. Armenteros comes trotting in over to second with a double goes C.J. Rodriguez.
When Max Muncy was at home plate last inning, you and I, Adam, talked about how close Mendoza was in right field. So he was playing in close once again, C.J. Rodriguez the batter, and Rodriguez simply drove it over him.
And that was a towering fly over him as well. So Rodriguez comes through with the RBI double, and the Nuts, just like they did in the last half inning, have cut the lead in half. It was 2-0, cut it to 2-1, it's 4-1, they've cut it to 4-2. And still, only one out, and Josh Juan right at the plate. West Michigan had the infield drawn in there, didn't matter as that one went out to right. The pitch comes into right, down low.
You say cut the lead in half, it makes me though think about basketball, when you're scoring twos and they're hitting threes.
Well, the Lugnuts would love to get that first home run of the year.
Couple of two spots put up by West Michigan, just the solo tally so far. This is where Wright is pesky. Contact hitter uses the whole field.
Open stance from the right, the pitch. Chopper, third base side, foul. One ball, one strike on the small Josh Juan Wright, small in stature, 5'6", 195-pounder. The 22-year-old is from Panama, signed as international free agent in 2017, back with the Nuts here in 2023. And a couple home runs out to Home Run Hill and left last year. Love to have him swing one out there this year. Fans out there waiting. The pitch. That's a little bit up and outside. 2-1. It's a popular spot to take the kids. Go out there, grab a blanket, almost like a picnic out there watching a baseball game.
Maybe grab a souvenir.
Well, someone's got to deliver it. Josh Juan Wright might as well. The 2-1. Swing and a miss as he goes down, nearly does the splits, and pops back up to his feet. He was looking for it on that pitch.
Do you remember Josh Juan having such a pronounced open stance last year?
No, I don't.
This feels to me new for 2023.
I agree with that. The pitch. Bouncer towards short, couple of steps to his right, Ceretti fields, wings over on a hop, and it's not caught by Myers. The sun got in his way. Over to third goes Rodriguez, up to second goes right. There is that dastardly sun here as we get just past 7 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, causing a mishap for the Whitecaps.
It's entirely about the sun, because Danny Ceretti was thinking hard as he was letting that throw go. How do I get it to Myers so he can handle it? In the end, he bounced it, and still Myers had such a devil of a time.
Do you rule that an E6?
Yes, that's a throwing error on Danny Ceretti.
And you're right. I mean, it was not a good throw either.
Right, that should be a routine out. But because the sun was a factor, that's why the Whitecaps are not one out away from ending this inning.
And because of that, they're going to make a pitching change, because the Lugnuts are now a base hit again from potentially tying the score. And we go back to the top of the card. And Caden Trinkle, who's had 5 hits in the last 2 nights. So, new pitcher on the hill for West Michigan. While we get that name, wanted to remind you, you can hit us on Twitter, at Adam Jackson, at Jay Goldstrass, for the trivia question. Or jaygoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com is the email. The question tonight, who was the first person to hit a home run last year for the Lansing Lugnuts, and still they're waiting to hit their first home run this year? Be a great time to do it right now with runners at second and third and only one out. Jesse, who do we have out there on the hill now?
Oh, you know I'm putting you on the spot on this one. Out of Bryant University. Adam, you got this?
Ooh, Bryant. The Bears?
The Bulldogs. But, you know, that was okay. That's all right. The fourth rounder last year, Tyler Madison, MLB Pipeline's number 28 prospect in the Detroit Tigers organization. He was a starter at Bryant. He was the NEC Pitcher of the Year 2 years ago. And here is Madison. He is making his third appearance of the year. The first two, only one hit in seven batters faced. No runs, no walks, three strikeouts.
Wrong alliteration there.
Bryant Bears, Bryant Bulldogs.
I'm 0-4 this year. It's been a tough start on the nickname guessing for me.
Hang on. It's not like we're throwing at you the easiest names.
I feel like it has been a lot of smaller schools, ironically, that have come up here.
That's where the fun of it is. Like if I'd said to you right now, Oklahoma State.
Cowboys.
That's the Cowboy
we
walking
got that
up
one.
There.
Go Pokes. San Francisco on deck. It's the Dons. I mean, who doesn't know that? We love the Dons. Jack Winkler waits. And it is the Cowboys' turn. That's Caden Trinkle. And can he deliver? He's the guy that has had the base hits lately. Second and third. One out. The pitch. Big rip and a miss. Strike one.
This is situational hitting. You've got a strikeout pitcher on the mound. You have less than two outs and a runner at third base. There's no force on. So if you're Trinkle, there's the challenge. How do you bring in Rodriguez without much speed?
Righty on lefty, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another fastball back to back with that. And it's 0-2.
I think the plan has to change now. If there's a ground ball in the middle infield, and in fact maybe to third base, depends how it's hit, West Michigan's conceding that run.
Can he get the ball in play here? The pitch. Up high, ball one. Good eye there, not to be enticed by the high fastball outside. Lansing had this same scenario where they had a couple of guys on in the last half inning, only got one run. They've got one run in here, but they need two to tie the score. The pitch. Lifted, out to left field. Backing up Malgeri. He's coming in front of the track. Circles makes the catch. Rodriguez and Wright both tag. Both are safe as the throw goes to third. Wright slides in around it in front of Pacheco's tag. It's a sack fly for Caden Trinkle, 4-3.
First tip the cap to Trinkle. It's again the fastball from Madison. It's coming in there hot, and he stuck the bat out, made contact, brought his teammate in. But then the aggressive base running by Joshuan Wright. That's a do-or-die in of itself, because if you get thrown out before Rodriguez scores, the run doesn't count, the inning is over.
And now a chance here for Jack Winkler. Breaking ball in there. Winkler bobbed back out of the way, and then it dropped back across the plate, but just missed ball one.
Remember, Valencia's had his struggles. Ball gets away. Tie game.
The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good-looking changeup right there. And it's one ball, one strike. Lugnuts have not done anything super fancy here, but they've produced three runs in the last two innings. Tying run is at third. The pitch popped up in the infield, maybe into shallow center. Back goes Young at second, under it, backs up and makes the catch above his head. And that's going to do it. So pretty good half inning, though. The Nuts gave up two in the top of the fourth. They get two back. It's a one-run game, 4-3 West Michigan. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back on the mic when we return for the fifth.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
New man on the mound for the Lugnuts, and it's the right-hander Luke Anderson who takes over for the fifth. Mitch Myers done after four frames. Seven hits allowed. He walked two. He struck out two. And he gave up the two-run homer hit by Eduardo Valencia that right now is the difference in the game. It's the Whitecaps four, the Lugnuts three. Two in the third, two in the fourth for the Whitecaps. One in the bottom of the third, two in the bottom of the fourth for the Lugnuts. The right-hander Luke Anderson out of Central Oklahoma, 15th router 2 years ago. And he takes on 3-4 and 5. Campos Pacheco Malgeri, righty to righty. First pitch to Roberto Campos. Pushed on the ground down to first to his left. Winkler snares, takes it himself. One pitch, first baseman unassisted, and one down. We saw Anderson during the Great Lake Series this past weekend. Went 1 2/3 hitless innings. He did walk two. He struck out one. Four-seam fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Formerly a starting pitcher, now in the pen. Isaac Pacheco bats left. First offering. That breaks across the inside corner. And a strike called. Pacheco is 0-for-1. Flied out to very deep left field in the first inning. Adam and I were discussing, would it have been a home run if not for the wind? Anderson deals. That bounces in. Skips high and away off to the left side from Susak. Perfectly to the bat boy, Ethan. Just took a couple of steps outside the Whitecaps' third baseside dugout. Collected. Disappears once more. Really, Anderson couldn't have thrown it to him any better. 4-3 West Michigan. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth. Anderson sets and throws. Breaking ball down and in again. They appeal a check swing, but no, says by the way, down the first base side. Two balls, one strike on Pacheco. Highly regarded in the Tigers organization. Here's the pitch. That too is low and in. That goes all the way to the backstop. Ball three. Go back to last year with Luke Anderson. 13 starts, 14 relief appearances, 96 innings in all. Anderson finished second on the team in innings behind only Mitch Myers, who started today's game. It's a 3-1. A bouncing ball foul up the first base side. Count is full on Pacheco. Now, Anderson did lead Stockton in strikeouts. 111 strikeouts in those 96 innings. That is his fort. Base is empty, one down. The right-hander brings it. Pacheco tips it. Cued foul off the left side. He was out in front. Caught that piece. Spun it away. We do it again on 3-2. Wouldn't you just know it? Luke Anderson gets a first pitch out from Campos on the grounder. And now here comes the seventh pitch of the at-bat to the second batter he faces, Pacheco. It's on its way. High fly served out to right. It's Johnny Butler in the sunlight. Plenty of room in front of the wall. Makes a one-handed catch. Two gone. We have seen some pop-ups and some flies today that have threatened to scratch the sky. It's those kind of balls that if we had overcast skies above, you would worry about them bringing down rain. That was another. Not a cloud to be seen today. Anderson throws to Ben Malgeri. Swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball pumped by him. Anderson's fastball usually in the low 90s, but he can get it up there. We'll see where it ends up as the summer goes on. The off-speed to the outside corner, and a called strike two. Malgeri is 1-for-2 with a double. So already four extra base hits this year. He is up amongst the league leaders in the Midwest League and some pretty good hitting categories. Two doubles, two homers. This, though, is an 0-2. Laced to left field. Armenteros on. Makes the catch in self-defense. It was sizzling right at him, and he stuck up the glove. And that might have hurt to catch it. But as it is, three up and three down go the middle three batters in the Whitecaps attack. Or I should say the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. And we're halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts by a 4-3 score.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Tyler Madison came out of the West Michigan bullpen to relieve Wilkel Hernandez in the last of the fourth inning. He stays on the mound, and he works his first full inning out of the bullpen for the Whitecaps. Whitecaps 4, Lugnuts 3, type 1. And the Lugnuts 3, 4, and 5 batters for the bottom of the fifth. Righty, righty. Max Muncy begins. First pitch. The breaking ball curls in. A called strike 1. Muncy is 0 for 1 with a ground out and a walk. He has reached base in all 5 Lugnuts games. Currently is hitting, 7 for 17? Muncy fouls this one off, rattling the cage of the catcher, Valencia. That's right for Max, by the way. 7 for 17, 0 for 1 today. 4 singles, 3 doubles. The 25th overall pick of the 2021 draft out of Thousand Oaks High School. Camarillo, California. Even balanced stance from the right side. In a 2-strike hole, Madison throws very high on the catch of Valencia, jumping up and stabbing it. That's where, if you're the home plate umpire, Gomez, you give him a pat on the back. Thank you for taking care of me. 1-2 from Madison. Reaches 4 and grounds it up the middle. Back of second, backhanded by Young. Difficult off-balance throw. In time to nip Muncy. Maybe by an eyelash. Called out by his fellow Camarillo native, the bases umpire, by the way. And Craig Conklin is going to argue this one. The Lugnuts manager coming all the way across the field from the third base coach's box. Chase Young taking away the base hit up the middle from Muncy.
That was a tough one. Really good play. They had him shaded over towards second. If he's not shaded, that ball's right back up the middle. But that's the scouting report on Max Muncy. And wow, what a play. It was very close at first base.
One out for Tyler Madison and a big out to keep Muncy off the bases. In front of Daniel Susak to open up this last of the fifth. Lugnuts trailing 4-3. It was a very short discussion. Conklin, and by the way, Susak takes a call. Strike 1. Go ahead.
I was just going to say nothing important, but really would be a nice time to get that first home run, Jesse.
I mean, I would say that's important. Susak swings and misses. Again, he got that hook. I think all of these Lugnuts watched Madison come in from the bullpen and just throwing fire to Caden Trenkel. 0-2. Fouled away to the right side. One of the hardest throwers that West Michigan has out of its pen.
Working backwards here against Daniel Susak.
The 104th pick of the draft 2 years ago. The pitch. That is lined foul down the right side. So Madison, the fourth rounder in 2021. First taking on the 25th pick 2 years ago, Muncy. And now the 19th pick last year, Susak. Protecting that one-run lead. You got Muncy on the ground out. Fine play by Young up the middle. 0-2 pitch. Susak strikes out. High Cheddar gets him. Strikes out for a second time in this game.
you get both those guys out to start a half inning, keep the baseball. I don't think that's going to happen too often this year.
I remember in 2017, Dustin May of the Great Lakes Loons struck out Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And in the clubhouse afterward, the Loons coaches told him, that's how we know you're going to pitch in the major leagues. Johnny Butler takes upstairs ball one. As it turned out, all three of those guys, I would say, are doing all right for themselves.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong when he said that.
Dustin May still has just as good of a head of hair as he had then. 1-0. Butler went around too far, badly fooled by the breaking ball from Madison.
Most important thing about Dustin May, do you remember where his dad works?
No.
Little Debbie. He got all the Little Debbie snacks
he wanted
growing up.
Butler swings and misses again, strike two.
Credit Brad Tunney, had that in the game notes, and of course I remember that.
Wow. That's so good. We used to have Eric Doc Love as the PA announcer. Now we've got Chris sitting next to us. But Chris, unlike Doc, doesn't work for Little Debbie. Doc drove for Little Debbie, and so it was great to go to his house. 1-2. Bouncer foul off the foot of Butler.
What I thought you were going to say is, unlike...
Chris loves eating Little Debbie?
No, unlike Doc, Chris rolls his eyes in the back of his head behind me at the comments that I make over here in this booth.
Now, why would he do that?
I think there's many reasons why he would do that.
Madison's 1-2 to Johnny Butler. Very high. Count is even.
Favorite Little Debbie snack?
I don't have one.
What?
I don't have one. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's so many great ones. Honey buns, Nutter bars.
It was not a part of my childhood.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm getting
Swiss
introduced
rolls.
To them as an adult. The 2-2 is waved at a miss. Strike three in the dirt picked up by Valencia. Throw down to first base. Completes the K. Inning over. You can keep going.
Oatmeal cream pies, a Twinkie. No, that's Hostess. I'm sorry. See,
yeah,
I'm getting
right
off tangent here.
Yeah, don't bring in the competitor for crying out loud. Let's go to the sixth inning. Tyler Madison, an impressive, perfect fifth, two strikeouts in the bargain, and helped by the defense of Young. It's 4-3 Whitecaps.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Here I am, and here's the sixth inning at Jackson Field. Whitecaps 4, Lugnuts 3. West Michigan DH Dylan Paulson first, and then Myers and Valencia, 6-7-8. Against the right-hander Luke Anderson. Anderson throws. First pitch outside, ball 1 to Paulson. A left-handed hitting DH, who is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to second. He has not gotten in on the fun. West Michigan 7 hits in the game, and a lot of them hard hit. Anderson throws. High and all the way to the backstop. And Paulson does get in on this. He uses his bat. He knocks it down. Now he simply discards the baseball off to the first base side dugout. 2 balls and no strikes on Dylan Paulson out of USC. Two-tone bat in hand. Pitch on its way. That's rocketed through the right side. Base hit in the right center field. To his right, Johnny Butler quickly cuts it off, and he feeds it in. That holds Paulson on with a single. And a hard hit single at that. Hit number 8 for West Michigan, leading off the sixth inning. That's one of those where it never made it all that far off the ground, and yet Johnny Butler had to be quick Otherwise, that ball was going to get deeper into the alleyway and mean extra bases. Paulson on in front of Chris Myers. Batting left, hulking stance, knees bent. He takes outside, ball one. Myers is 2 for 2 with a double and a single. 4-3 Whitecaps. Patterson throws. Oh, he went around off speed. Strike one.
Yeah, that was a beauty. Looks like it's coming right across the plate as a fastball and just dips under the half-hearted swing right there for Myers.
I think there are some pitches that if you're a pitcher, you just feel good about them, right? All about the batter's reaction. 1-1. That slides all the way to the backstop again. Hard ricochet for catcher Susak, but no chance. Wild pitch moves Paulson up to second. 2-1 on Myers. So that's a couple from Anderson. Now Daniel Susak has had difficulty just putting his mitt on. Chris Myers into a fine spot now. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. A 2-1 from the right-hander. Up and inside. Adam, you remember this name, Chris Myers, at all?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Because he's Maction.
He's a Toledo Rocket.
Yes, he is. Okay.
He's a home run hitter.
Thank you. I was about to be disappointed in you, but you saved yourself. Myers takes low, ball four.
There's a lot of Myers going on in
Mitch Myers, Chris Myers.
I'm thinking of Chris Myers, the NFL.
The Fox, yes.
Yes. Yes, I do remember him. And Toledo always gets good home run hitters. So
Chris Myers doesn't deserve this, but I always think about him as the pitching coach, Don Schulte, and oh no, the athletic trainer, Eric Fast, are going out there to check out Luke Anderson. Don Schulte going out there, sure. Not Eric Fast, whom we love, and we have told, just like every athletic trainer, it's okay if we never see you while a game is going on.
Yeah. I don't know if they saw something on that pitch or if he motioned them to come out or what's going on, but it didn't look like anything was going on either of the previous couple of pitches.
Well, whatever it was, short conversation, and Schulte and Fast turn around, and they walk back to the dugout none too fast. Eric is keeping good pace with Don Schulte's usual measured steps. You know what I think about Chris Myers with is, remember Boise State, Oklahoma? And the Ian Johnson wedding proposal afterward.
Oh, yeah.
There's Chris Myers on the scene.
The Fiesta Bowl.
The sideline reporter, yes. Well, 2-1 and nobody out. Eduardo Valencia homered his last time up. First pitch. That breaks up and inside. Ball one. He had a ball out to left center. Out to the bunting. Just in front of Goodhops. Signal sent out by catcher Susak. Paulson at second. Myers at first. Neither one of those guys is known for their wheels. Nobody out. 4-3 West Michigan. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaker there. Ball and a strike on Valencia.
I always forget that those are called buntings. I always just call them banners.
That'll work.
Bunting, though, that sounds more professional.
Red, white, and blue. Anderson to the plate. Ripped fair up the left side into the West Michigan bullpen. That's extra bases. Paulson scores. Myers tears for third. Relay throw is late and mishandled by Joshuan Wright. Eduardo Valencia lands at second with a two-run double. 6-3 West Michigan. Time stood still. That ball sizzled up the left side. Everybody froze, and then the home plate umpire Gomez signaled fair ball, and then everybody went into motion. Eduardo Valencia now two extra base hits, two RBIs apiece. He's knocked in four of West Michigan's six.
And more trouble in this half inning with nobody out.
Second and third for Carlos Mendoza. Takes a called strike from Anderson. What a game for Valencia. Giving Eliezer Alfonso the day off. Action developing in the nuts pen. Anderson throws the 0-1. Mendoza lines a base hit to right center field. Here they come. First Myers to score. On his heels, Eduardo Valencia, then held up late by Brian Pena. The throw comes in from right fielder Butler. RBI single Mendoza makes it a 7-3 West Michigan lead. I say 7-3. Remember when I gave two RBIs to Valencia? I can correct that, remember, because Myers was held at third base. So let me correct myself. Paulson scored, that's run number 5. Myers just scored, that's run number 6 on the Mendoza single. I've got Adam looking at me as if I've lost my mind. Now I just regained them. I found my marbles. They were here in front of me on my scorebook.
Oh, I was just wondering why you gave West Michigan an extra run.
Yeah, RBI double Valencia, 1 Ribby, he's knocked in 3. RBI single Mendoza, he's knocked in his first. Don Schulze out to the mound officially. No Eric Fest at his side. They're runners at the corners for West Michigan. On the top of the order, and Danny Soretti coming up. Hey, thanks for staying with me.
Oh, absolutely.
I need your patience.
Oh, all good. It's our first week, too. And you know what, Jesse? It's West Michigan putting up a crooked number again because they've had 4 straight reach. I mean, a single, a double, another single, a walk in between there. They have come right back each time that Lansing has scored and continued to stay in front. And what has helped Lansing get out to this 4-0 record is the pitching, and that has let them down tonight. 10 hits and now 6 runs.
After allowing only 8 runs the first 4 games. Danny Soretti, switch hitter, batting left, takes a called strike on the inside corner. Whitecap 6, Lugnuts 3. The 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters reaching in succession against Luke Anderson, who throws the 0-1. Soretti bounces right side past pitcher Anderson. It's Anales at second who comes in, fields and underhands to first for the out. All the while, Valencia scores and Mendoza takes second. First out of the 6th, and now it is 7-3 West Michigan. The RBI to Soretti. With a runner at second and one down, the batter now Jace Young, left-handed hitter. The right-handed Anderson looks back at the runner. The pitch. Young hits it high in the air out to center. Trenkel, a late read, backs up. He has plenty of room. He makes the catch. At second base, the tag by Mendoza. The throw-in is cut. No relay by Muncy. Mendoza slides in safely to third. The flyout by Young means out number 2. And Roberto Campos is coming up.
Well, unfortunately, your 7-3 foreshadowing paid off.
Sorry about that.
You're just a little ahead of the game.
And now West Michigan 90 feet away from making it 8-3.
Let's hope that doesn't come. As tough as a half inning as it's been, you let the first 4 reach, you come back, hopefully get the next 3, and hold 1 runner stranded would be a big win.
And Mendoza leads away from third. Roberto Campos takes ball 1. High it in.
Really good batters on the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts. So it's a 4-run deficit. You're in the 6th. Plenty of time here, but you need an out here.
Jorge Juan warming up in the Nuts pen. The pitch, swing and a miss. Ball and a strike on Campos. Roberto Campos on these Whitecaps, hailing from Havana, Cuba. Anderson throws. Strike 2 called on the outside corner. No relation, as far as we know, to the Lugnuts Campos, Alexander Campos, out of Cumana, Venezuela. Campos is 0-2 with a walk. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Anderson strikes him out with a fastball away. First K for Anderson, and that ends the top of the 6th. But West Michigan played 3 on 3 hits and a walk, leaving Mendoza at 3rd. Going to the bottom of the 6th inning, the Lugnuts are down by 4. West Michigan 7, the Lugnuts 3.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class?
I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We just saw Luke Anderson allow three runs in the top half of the sixth inning for Lansing. Now Jack Anderson comes in for the West Michigan Whitecaps, going to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Anderson, the Whitecaps, leading 7-3 against the Lugnuts at Jackson Field. Roddy Roddy throws to Lázaro Armenteros. And he tucks it across the inside corner, called a strike. Armenteros, Anales, and Rodriguez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Anderson throws. And that misses low. Adam, consider. We have seen Mitch Myers against Chris Myers. We just saw Luke Anderson. Now we've got Jack Anderson. A 1-1. That's high and wide. Ball two. We are not seeing Campos against Campos. West Michigan is playing its Campos Roberto. Alexander Campos likely plays tomorrow for Lansing. What other names are there shared between these teams?
Nice.
2-1. That's on the outside corner, called a strike.
I mean, this whole game, like we said, it's kind of been symmetrical, right? One thing one team does, the other team does. Now we've continued to have similarities on the mound and the score and the hitting department.
Here's the pitch. Armenteros flies it to center. There's Roberto Campos. Backs up, nears the track, holds it in. One out. Next up, Eribiel Angeles. Quick check. Is there an Angeles on West Michigan?
No. That's a quick, easy check.
There's the Los Angeles Angels, which translates to the Angels Angels in the major leagues.
And the Angels in the outfield. Great movie.
Hey, Rebiel Angeles, first pitch, taking a ball high. He has a phenomenal tattoo of the Major League Baseball logo. Think about the MLB logo on his hand. One out, nobody on. Lugnuts down 7-3, home sixth. Anderson throws, swing and a foul tip through the legs of the catcher Valencia. Strike one.
You never know that he's got that tattoo on his hand because he's always got those batting gloves on.
You just got to take my word for it.
Okay.
Anderson winds and deals. Bouncing ball up the third base side but foul. And his manager, Craig Conklin, fields it and with the left hand wings it up into the stands. It's like you have to take our word for it that his hair is bleach blonde. Jorge Juan continues to warm up in the Lugnuts pen. He'll likely come on for the seventh. Ederson's 1-2. Breaks down and away. Two balls, two strikes on Angeles, who has walked and grounded to third in this game. Slow start offensively. For a darn fine hitter. Break even. Gets under it, out to right field. There's Carlos Mendoza, settles below. To his left, makes the catch, battling the sun at the last second. The entire field is in the shade except for speckles of the right field corner. But Mendoza has out number two.
Well, the Lugnuts are getting the balls up in the air, but they're just getting too far under them.
Not squaring like the Whitecaps.
Yes. Still waiting for that first home run because they are just popping them all up, hitting good distance, but not deep enough.
C.J. Rodriguez takes the ball low. Jack Anderson, two up, two down, flyouts to center and to right. And you know, Ben Malgeri in left field might be saying, you can involve me. Rodriguez takes, called strike on the outside corner. Anderson comes in replacing Tyler Madison, who I dare say looked really good out of the West Michigan pen. Faced five batters, all five outs. Ball got away from the Lugnuts pen, so it's quickly retrieved by Tyler Baum. gave up a sack fly to Caden Schrenkel, then retired Jack Winkler on a pop out to strand a runner at third. Here's a drive out to right field by C.J. Rodriguez, and that ball is high off the right field wall. Difficult carom played well by Mendoza. Rodriguez digs for second, arrives in, standing ahead of the one-hop throw. Well, C.J. is barreling. It's his second double of the game, and he's in scoring position with two outs.
And he's going, look, you asked for us to hit it out to the wall, but you didn't tell me that there's a 23-foot wall in right.
That's
hit it anywhere else. That thing is a home run in the basket in right center there, but big swing by Rodriguez. We talked about his debut up at the Loons. Really good at bats, and he's done it again today.
I asked him earlier today which was ahead, his defense or his offense, as he was coming up. Josh Wainwright takes the pitch inside. He told me his defense has always been ahead of his offense. But I tell you what, okay, reputation as a great defensive catcher. So far, so good at home plate for CJ. Runner at second, two gone. Down by four runs, bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Wright bounces to shortstop. Rodriguez heads for third. All the while, it's Danny Soretti who makes the play to first base in time, retiring Josh Wainwright and ending the sixth inning. So Rodriguez's double is left. We go to the seventh. Adam Jaxa has the call. Whitecaps 7, Lugnuts 3.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
A football score as we bring you back to the top of the seventh. Unfortunately, the Lansing Lugnuts on the wrong end of it. 7-3, West Michigan in front. And the third pitcher for the Nuts coming out in Jorge Juan as the tall right-hander takes over for Luke Anderson. Jorge, 6'9", 265-pounder from the Dominican Republic. Free agent signed in 2017. So he's going to try and limit this offensive attack for West Michigan that has been really lights out tonight. 7 runs on 10 hits against the staff for the Nuts that had not given up many runs coming in. The pitch. That's up high. Ball 1 to Isaac Pacheco. Ben Malgeri and Dylan Paulson. 4, 5, and 6 due up in the middle of the card against the Lugnuts in the 7th. Lansing with 3 runs on 6 hits. No errors. The pitch. Fastball shoots in. Strike 1. Anderson for the Lugnuts went 2 innings, gave up 3 hits and 3 runs, all of which were earned with a walk and a strikeout. The pitch, swing and a miss, good breaking ball, and it's 1-2 on Pacheco, who's 0-2 with a walk, scored a run when he did walk back in that third inning. That's from the left side to open up this 7th inning in Lansing, Michigan at Jackson Field. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Great breaking ball dying down in the zone, and Pacheco had no chance. Strikeout number 1 for Jorge Juan. So we saw Jorge Juan in his initial outing at Great Lakes just a few days ago back on April 9th. He went 2 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs with a walk and 2 strikeouts. Here's Ben Malgeri. First pitch, half-hearted wave and a miss. Boy, they are really struggling with that breaking ball from Juan that is dipping low and then away from Malgeri in this case because he's a righty. Pacheco, a left-hander, was on the other side. The 0-1, shot foul, and it's quickly no balls, two strikes.
Yeah, that fastball gets on you in an awful hurry after you just saw the curve.
Four-seam fastball, curve, and a changeup for the big 6'9 right-hander with his black socks pulled up. Comes set from the belt, and the 0-2 pitch. Driven back off the netting, and remains 0-2.
I remember talking to Jorge last year and showing him the roster, saying, anything I need to fix about you? And he said, I'm 6'9 now. He had been listed at 6'8.
Every inch, Jesse. It all matters. 0-2. Lifted foul, first base side. Sun starting to set to the left of the stadium. It has gone down far enough that there shouldn't be any more obstructive views at first base. So Jack Winkler and Chris Myers, very thankful for that. The pitch. Outside corner, called strike three. Got him with the fastball. Back-to-back Ks against Pacheco and Malgeri.
If you're Malgeri, you're thinking, there's no way he throws me another strike, right? You're thinking, now's the time for a waste pitch or something. But no.
He went right after him. Why not? 7-3, our score. We're going to answer that trivia question for you coming up in the bottom half of the seventh. Dylan Paulson to the plate. First pitch to the lefty. On the outside corner, strike one. Well, I tell you what, Jesse, for the struggles we saw with Myers and Anderson at times to find the zone consistently, Jorge Juan is just pounding the strike zone. The pitch, line drive, back out to center field, hangs up, but not long enough as it one hops in front of Trinkle, and it's a base hit for Dylan Paulson, second of the night.
That went a little bit too much of the strike zone.
Left it up just a touch. 11 pitches, though. 10 have been in the strike zone. The first pitch to Pacheco was the only one that missed for Jorge Juan. Lugnuts trailing 7-3 thanks to two runs in the third, two in the fourth, and three in the sixth for the Whitecaps. The pitch. Swing and a miss with that curveball. That is filth. It doesn't matter if you're on the right side and it's coming in on the hands or you're on... My apologies if you're on the left and it's coming in on the hands, or you're on the right and it's running away from you. It does not get easier. 0-1. It's on the outside corner. Fastball, 0-2. Mixing his pitches. Fastball. Curveball. Hitting his spots. Corner of the plate away from the hitter. And now he's got options up 0-2. One on, two out. The righty throws. Tapper foul. Myers, just an awkward-looking swing to stay alive there, but give him credit. Chris, 6'3", 215 pounds, was the 13th-round selection out of Miamisburg, Ohio. Former TOL EDO Rockets. The pitch. Swing and a miss, but it gets away from Rodriguez. He doesn't know where it went. And that's an out, though. We have here interference with the batter, it looks like, so they're going to call him out regardless. That's Daniel Susak back there, by the way. So that's another strikeout for Jorge Juan as he strikes out the side after the base hit. We head to the bottom of the seventh, stretch it out. The Lugnuts trailing 7-3.
Oh,
All right, bottom of the seventh we go, and a new pitcher in for West Michigan. It's Christian Tortosa that toes the slab in the first pitch. Faces the top of the order, and Caden Trinkle takes strike one. Fastball down the middle.
We have heard big things about the left arm of the native of La Victoria, Venezuela.
Second pitch. Swinging a tapper towards second. Off two hops, charging Young has it, running towards first, and tosses it to Myers, one down. So now it'll be Jack Winkle that comes up. Bottom seven here, 7-3 Nuts trailing, in danger of dropping their first game of the season. West Michigan looking for some payback after they fell in their first game of 2023 yesterday. First pitch to the righty. That's down low, ball one. All right, by the way, we asked trivia back in the fourth inning, who was the first Lansing Lugnut to hit a home run last season? That pitch is down low, 2-0. And we gave you a couple hints, said it came against West Michigan. It was the second series of the season. It was in West Michigan. And it's a person that's on this roster. Still no home runs this year for the Nuts. The 2-0. It's way outside. Three balls, no strikes. Jesse, I see an answer here on Twitter. Did you get anything in the email inbox?
Yes, I got a number of emails.
Really?
Leanne Cook writing in, is it Jack Winkler? Marsha Bullard wondering, a Rebiel Angeles? Paul Hammerly guessing, Lazarito, Lázaro Armenteros.
3-0. That's in there, strike one. We just have such dedicated listeners
that always participate.
In our trivia, and I love it.
What came through the twits?
The twits, he says. The pitch. That's outside. And that's ball four, so Winkler is aboard. Well, Bobby Strauss, checking in on Twitter, says, and right on cue, our first home run hitter from last year just crossed the plate. Lázaro Armenteros hit the first shot against Jordan Marks in a five-run third inning against West Michigan last year. He would be correct. That was an 8-5 Lugnut win. It was Lázaro Armenteros. So we got a couple of correct responses tonight.
That's right.
First pitch in there, strike one to Max Muncy. Boy, it would be nice for the Lugnuts to get that first home run in this half inning, get back into this game. Down 7-3 in the seventh. The pitch home. That twists inside, and Max has to bend out of the way. 1-1. Lugnuts scored two in the fourth, one in the third. Blanked in every other half inning. The pitch. Swing, and that's kicked back off the backstop from Muncy. Max doesn't have a base hit tonight. He had seven hits coming into tonight, which was first in the Midwest League. Was first in doubles with three. And was tied for first in extra base hits with three with Ben Malgeri. But Ben has a double tonight. 1-2. Too tall, 2-2. Once he walked in the third, grounded out in the first and the fifth. Six hits tonight for Lansing and three runs. Tortosa throws. Swing and a miss. A little high in the strike zone, and Muncy couldn't catch up to it. Two outs.
The Great Lakes series for Lansing was marked with winning, yes, all three games, but also think about how many strikeouts we saw from Loon's pitchers. And that has not been the case over the course of yesterday and today. It's just when West Michigan has needed them, they have found those Ks.
Daniel Susak, line drive right field, down for a base hit. Hit so hard, though, that Winkler can only advance one base. Well, the Lugnuts have a rally here with two outs, first and second.
Am I nuts? Or did right fielder Mendoza have a play at first base if Chris Myers is on his bag?
I think he did, because it was hit so hard. Just shot the other way by Daniel Susak, his first hit tonight. And you're right, though. The Lugnuts, 47 strikeouts coming into this game tonight, was top four in the league.
I mean, it was 14, 13, 13 at Great Lakes. It was seven yesterday.
First pitch to Johnny Butler, turns his shoulder, it's inside, ball one, but only five strikeouts today.
That's what I mean. Like, seven yesterday is not bad. That's fine. Five today, once again. But look at the spots that the strikeouts have come in.
Yeah, big spots. Give credit to West Michigan. 1-0, down low, two balls, no strikes. And especially if you're walking three times to those five strikeouts, that's even better. But the big spots is where Lansing needs to deliver with runners in scoring position. And this guy can do it. Five driven in on the season already. For Butler, 2-0. That's inside. Three balls, no strikes. We talk about the pitching, Jesse. Certainly, this has not been accustomed to what we've seen for the Nuts. But how about with runners in scoring position? Lansing, 1-for-10.
Well, the first thing is, Christian Tortosa doesn't know where it's going right now.
He is struggling with his command and in danger of walking a second batter. This pitch shot right down the plate, but it's ball four, maybe a touch high. So the bases are loaded with two outs. Your guess is as good as mine.
Let's go high and wide.
Okay. Somewhere it missed, says Juan Gomez. We are not complaining. And now Lázaro Armenteros. Well, would this not be poetic? We open the half inning asking who got the first home run of 2022. It was this man. And here we are waiting for our first home run of 2023. And the sacks are packed. And it's a four-run game.
It does not feel like Lansing should be in this game.
No. And give them credit, though. They're not doing anything overly exciting or too much or anything like that offensively, but they're doing enough. And they're playing smart baseball, and they're hanging around offensively, and now they've put themselves in another great spot. Bases loaded, two outs. Can Armenteros, who's 1-for-2 tonight, come through? He had a single in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth, fly to center in the sixth. A grand slam would tie it. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner, strike one. That is a beautiful response after four straight balls from Tortosa. And as Jesse just told you, not a ton of strikeouts tonight, but they have come at timely moments for West Michigan. Next pitch up high, one ball, one strike. You take a walk here, too, because that gets you a run closer as well. Aurebiel Angeles waits on deck. 7-3 West Michigan, bottom seven, bases full with two outs. The 1-1. That's in at the knees, and Armenteros can't believe it. 1-2.
It's a good pitch. This is the definition of effectively wild. Tortosa has been all over the place, except his first pitch to Armenteros was on the corner, and that one right there, that is at the knees.
Where's the next pitch? Here it is. Way inside at the knees. Armenteros had to scamper out of the way, 2-2.
Yeah, at his belt buckle.
Does he get something good to swing at? And can he take advantage? Tortosa is set from the stretch. The pitch. Hammered back off the netting. There it was. It was an outside fastball, and Armenteros timed it up just to pinch underneath of it.
I mean, you said it. That's meaty. I think if you're Eduardo Valencia, the catcher, you're not sure where this pitch is going. It might be marvelous. It might not be.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with the hook in on the hands, and Armenteros frustrated. He thought he was getting the fastball, and a guy that's had a really good eye to start the year couldn't hold off on that one.
Like, that's marvelous. That's a filthy breaking ball that starts off in the zone and ends up behind him.
And because of that, another key strikeout for West Michigan. They've got six, and the Nuts remain down 7-3 after seven. Off to the eighth we go. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Six-9 Jorge Juan struck out the side in his initial inning from the bullpen and now enters his second frame. Top of the eighth, Juan and the Lugnuts trail the West Michigan Whitecaps 7-3. In the seventh inning, Juan struck out Pacheco, Malgeri, and Myers around a single from Dylan Paulson. Now he takes on 8-9-1, Valencia, Mendoza, and Soretti. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The first offering called a strike in the outside corner. The Juan curveball starts off Eduardo Valencia. Who has had himself some kind of game. The catcher batting eighth, 2-for-3. He swings and misses. Strike two. The curve was followed by the heater. Two-run homer in the fourth. RBI double in the sixth. Time requested and granted. Today in Lansing Lugnuts franchise history. Go back April the 12th, and I'm going to take you back to 2012, 11 years ago. The Lugnuts and Whitecaps back then, too. 0-2, swing and a miss. Juan strikes out another. He curves Valencia. One up and one gone. Four outs all by strikeout for Juan. Carlos Mendoza up next. So it was April the 12th, 2012. The Lugnuts beat the Whitecaps 3-2 in West Michigan. A.J. Meyer closed it out. Tying run was at third base, bottom of the ninth, but Meyer locked it down. Lugnuts won, improving to 7-0. Carlos Mendoza bunts foul the first pitch from Juan. Nice play made by Danny Soretti from the on-deck circle. Strike one. Lugnuts had opened the season. Three games against Great Lakes, three games against the Dayton Dragons. They'd won them all. They came into West Michigan. They won the first. They were 7-0. The very next day, April the 13th, 2012, the Whitecaps ended that unbeaten stretch. 0-1. Fouled off at home plate. Strike two for Mendoza. Watch out now. One could be in search of his fifth consecutive out by strikeout. 7-3, West Michigan leads. Missed the Whitecaps right fielder, Mendoza. 1-for-3, RBI single out of the nine hole. Calls for time. And that game back in 2012, the Lugnuts offense was led by a current Miami Marlin, John Birdie. Single, doubled, walked. The pitch smacked on the line in the left center field. Base hit Mendoza. Trenkel is over from center. Picks it up. Fires it in. Max Muncy spins around just to see is there a play to be made behind the runner. But there isn't. And it's a one-out single for Mendoza. He turned around an outer half fastball in 0-2. 12th hit of the game for West Michigan. Top of the order now in Danny Soretti. Well, today here are the Lugnuts coming in, winning the opening game of the series from West Michigan after opening the season with a sweep. The pitch, Soretti takes ball one high and outside. Now they're only 4-0 today compared to back in 2012 when they were 7-0 before West Michigan handed them that first loss of the year. Three games won on the road at Great Lakes over the weekend. Pick off the row. No tag on Mendoza. Gets back in. And then the win yesterday 5-2. Feeling good. And then today West Michigan comes out. And the Whitecaps scored two in the third, two in the fourth. The Valencia home run. Had three more runs in the sixth. There's a called strike in the outside corner. A 1-1 to Soretti. Good curveball from Juan. And for the Lugnuts, one in the third, two in the fourth, and that is it. And they have had their chances for more. They've stranded nine runners through seven innings. The pitch. Down and in. Two balls and a strike on Soretti.
Hey, Jesse, 2012, right?
Yes, 2012.
You remember there being a
movie?
Pretty good hitter on that Lugnuts team with a long last name that started with an L.
Runner takes off. The pitch a check swing. It's called a ball. Throw down. Tails third base side. Steal of second for Mendoza. Hang on a second, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to the Whitecaps on your first stolen base of the year. Steal number one. Carlos Mendoza.
That happened like the second inning of game one for the Nuts. I got one.
He's in scoring position. 3 balls and a strike on Cerretti. I'm sorry. I got distracted, Adam. Are you referring to Jason Leblebigian?
Yes, I am.
My guy. The Bradley Brave.
You seen his uniform around at all?
Hang on. Balk on one. Mendoza awarded third. Second balk called against a Lugnuts pitcher. Earlier in the game, Mitch Myers balked in Isaac Pacheco. The second run of the Whitecaps' two-run third. I gave them the initial lead. So from one out, nobody on. Mendoza, the single, the steal. Now the balk. He's at third, 90 feet away from expanding the current 7-3 Whitecaps edge. No, tell me about this jersey.
The Whitecaps are just stealing the storytelling show here.
That's okay.
Well, if you look down in the front row here, just off center left to the plate, you can see those old sleeveless Lugnuts jerseys from 2012. And there is his uniform.
Here's the pitch. Low and away, ball four. Five-pitch walk, Danny Cerretti. Runners are at the corners for the Whitecaps. I believe that's David Lockman. Jason Leblebigian. I believe he played parts of three different seasons for the Lugnuts.
Yeah, three teams in 2012. That was the year he was drafted by the Jays.
Here comes pitching coach Don Schulze out to the mound, and he wants a word with Juan, who went from dominating to suddenly trouble. Struck out Valencia, and then Mendoza, the single, the steal, the balk, the walk to Cerretti, and Chase Young is coming up. Whitecaps could turn this one into a rout, up 7-3. One of my favorite memories of Leblebigian, besides screwing up his name every single game that he played with the Lugnuts in 2012, I could not get it down. It got into my head. It would be a grounder hit to him, and I'd say the shortstop, Jason, picks it up and throws to first base. No, what I remember is the renovation. So now we have the outfield loft apartments in straightaway center field. At one point, Adam was one of the people who was living up there.
Yes, indeed.
Well, when they were being built, the Lugnuts were playing baseball. And Jason Leblebigian homered into the second floor of the newly and the being constructed apartments. Can you imagine? Into all of the construction, he homered twice in the same game into the second floor in all the construction.
Wow.
Chase Young, first pitch. Down and in. Lifts up the foot to get it out of the way. Curveball missing for ball one.
Well, there you go. You bring up today in baseball history, 2012, and we've got a little of that in the crowd tonight. Pretty cool.
That's awesome. Ball one offering, righty to left-handed batter. Strike called on the outside corner to Young, who is 1-for-4 with a third-inning single. Today in Lugnuts history, one more for you. April the 12th, 2022. Let's go back to last year, Adam. The pitch. Young takes the curve. High. Ball two. You know who the Lugnuts were playing last year, April the 12th?
West Michigan.
The West Michigan Whitecaps. And it was a wild game. You'll remember this one. It went into the 11th at West Michigan.
Oh.
Oh, yes. 2-1. Inside corner, strike two called to Young. The Lugnuts scored 4 runs in the top of the 11th inning, and they led the Whitecaps 10-6. And West Michigan scored 5 in the home half and walked off 11-10. It was wild.
Was that the fly ball to left?
Yes. Ground ball left side. Muncy into a dive or a slide. He knocked it down with a backhand. He couldn't secure it. All the while, Mendoza scores. Cerretti up to second, and Young is on at first. An RBI infield single to give West Michigan an 8-3 lead.
Yeah, not much there that Max could do. As you said, he slid to his right, did everything he could, tried to backhand as well, and he knocked it down to keep it from going to the outfield, but you have to play that one cleanly to have any shot at any bag there.
Third RBI this year for Young, second hit of the game. Runners take off, swing and a miss by Roberto Campos. Throw down to third base in time. Wright applies the tag on Danny Cerretti. And we just saw the first steal of the season for West Michigan. Here's the first caught stealing. Chase Young never moved from first base. He stays at first. All the while, Cerretti is caught. And that is out number two. Well, you know, once you get the taste for stealing a base. Roberto Campos fouls back the 0-1. That might have been a hit and run put on, or at the very least he was swinging just trying to protect his teammate, and it didn't work out.
Once you have the appetizer, you want the entree, Jesse.
That's what I'm saying. Unless the appetizer is great, in which case I overeat on the appetizer, and I don't have any room in my stomach for the entree. Juan throws, swing and a miss, got him with the curve, side retired. But West Michigan adds another two hits and a walk, one runner left on, 7.5 complete. It's now the Whitecaps 8, the Lugnuts 3.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's get to know your Whitecaps bullpen night at Jackson Field. West Michigan 8, Lugnuts 3. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. So after the starter for the Caps, Will Kell-Hernandez went 3 1/3. Then Tyler Madison, an inning and 2/3, hitless, scoreless. Jack Anderson pitched the 6th, allowed a hit, but no runs, no walks. And then in the 7th inning, Christian Tortosa, worked a scoreless frame. One base hit, 2 walks, but he stranded the bases loaded. And that brings us to Chavez Fernander out of Freeport, Bahamas. 8-3 Whitecaps. It throws to Avery Bielanjales, righty to righty. Inside for ball one.
Fun fact, I believe both of us have been to Freeport, Bahamas.
Not me. Have I? Wait. Yes, hold on.
Was it Bimini or Freeport you 1-0. Went to?
There's a called strike on the outside corner. I didn't go, Adam. I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't.
I didn't go.
I think it was Bermuda. I think it was in Freeport, the women's basketball team for Central played.
I'm sorry. I turned it down. I wanted Thanksgiving with my family. Anales hits a fly ball to center. Can Campos find it? He can't. Now he locates it. It's back to his left. It's down for a base hit in right center. Anales turns around second. He's hustling for third. They hold it at shortstop. Roberto Campos had no clue where that ball had disappeared. And it's a leadoff triple for Avery Bielanjales.
First triple of the year for the Nuts. I mean, the Whitecaps can't catch a break. They have to deal with the sun for about the first 5 innings, and then the lights come into play. And, yeah, Campos had no idea where that baseball was. Mendoza knew it and was sprinting over there but couldn't get there in time. And Anjales, easy triple for him out there at well, Triple's Alley is usually more line drive shots out there, but that'll work too.
It did land at Triple's Alley. That's a good point. So Chavez Fernander, welcome to the fire. Runner third, nobody out. A line drive foul off the right side by C.J. Rodriguez back into the seats. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 with a couple of doubles. So quick, name all the Lugnuts this year who have 2 doubles in a game.
Max Muncy.
There's one. 0-1 pitch. Last foul deep down the right field line. Strike two.
Daniel Susak.
That's two. And now Ad Rodriguez. And this is just the 5th game of the season. We've seen a Lugnut in 3 of those 5 games have at least 2 doubles. I say at least because let's see what happens here. Fernander sets and throws. Swing and a miss. It's a strikeout. And out number 1 of the home 8th.
The whole night. Symmetry. Strikeout, 2 doubles, another strikeout.
Well, here's the number 9 hitter, Josh Wainwright. 1-for-3, single and a run scored. Lugnuts trailing 8-3 with Anales at third base in the bottom of the eighth inning. Righty, righty. Fernander out of the Bahamas deals. Right from Panama takes. Lona gets away from Valencia all the way to the screen. Anales jogs in. Lugnuts trail 8-4. Wild pitch, Fernander.
Well, we've seen a lot of balls get to the backstop, honestly, from both sides. So, a very important. Anjales able to get to third base, and he'll take the runs any way you can get them.
Yes, sir. Well, base is cleared off. Ball one offering to Josh Wainwright. Line drive, base hit, right field. Bases are no longer clear. Mendoza plays it into second. Opposite field, single for right.
Josh Wainwright going, you couldn't just wait one more pitch for me.
Where's my
Anjales? Just one more pitch and let me knock you in.
How many RBIs does Wright have this year? Do you know?
Zero.
That's right. And it still is.
He was on the cusp of one. Eyes lit up. Third base. He could have hit a sack fly.
Top of the order, Caden Schrenkel batting left. The pitch fouled straight back. Boy, did he have a cut, and he just missed.
How about a little rally here for the Nuts? You got one out in the inning, but you get a run home, you get a base hit. Can you string something together, make this interesting with only one inning left to play?
This game had been going according to plan for West Michigan. Could be hitting a speed bump now. The pitch breaks down and in. Schrenkel has followed up yesterday's four-hit game with a single and three official at-bats. He also has a sack fly and an RBI. The Lugnuts are getting out hit 13-9, more pressingly. They're getting outscored 8-4. Run in the top half by the Whitecaps, answered by one so far here in the bottom half. Right at first, one gone. Fernander throws. Whacked foul. Fought out of play off the left side.
One of the trucks hit the brakes out there as that ball came bouncing across Cedar Street. Good eye.
And reflexes.
That's right. It's dark out there, too. Headlights are on.
There's hand-eye coordination, then there's eye-foot coordination.
Uh-huh.
This is a 1-2. Popped up, but foul, off to the left side, and not towards Cedar Street. Ends in the seating bowl. Tomorrow night, game number 3 of the 6-game series. And it's going to be on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, so buckle up. Lefty Carlos Pena for the Whitecaps against the opening day starter, Yoelvis Del Rosario. For the Lugnuts, 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The pitch here, fouled into the netting. For your tickets, go online to LansingLugnuts.com or call 517-485-4500. That is your way to go nuts all year long. LansingLugnuts.com or 517-485-4500. Right at first, one out. Time granted to Trinkle. Ninth round selection last year by the A's, hailing from Hillsboro, Texas, against the native of the Bahamas, Fernander. Sets. Throws. Down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
This is just a great at bat, and I hope it doesn't end in a strikeout because he's worked so hard. He's taking close pitches. He's fouling pitches off, getting back to even in the count. That's what you want from your leadoff guy.
Well, what now on the 2-2? Inside for ball 3. Adam, you have done a 180 on Mr. Trinkle.
I want walks, Jesse, in the leadoff spot. I want walks, but if you're going to just continue to get hits, I can't argue.
It's the 5th game of the season.
Yeah, it was overreaction Monday. I get it.
Mr. Hot Take over here. Payoff. Wright doesn't run. Trinkle takes ball 4.
I love this guy. Get me walks out of the leadoff spot. That's all I need.
The Lugnuts bring the tying run into the on-deck circle. That's Max Muncy waiting as Jack Winkler steps into the right-hand batter's box.
Seriously, that's a top 3 at bat all year from the Nuts. And I know we're in a young 5-game season, but he's down 1-2. He's fighting off pitches, 8 pitches, earns a walk, keeps a half inning alive with one out. Great at bat by Trinkle.
Wait, you're saying at the end of the season, that's going to be a top 3 at bat?
No, through the first 5 games, that's a top 3 at bat.
Okay. Granted, I yield.
Jack Winkler's got one of those top 3 at-bats, earned a great walk early
on. Hang on. That leaves only one. You've named 2 of the top 3.
What's the other one? I missed yesterday. So
2-1, one out, 8-4 Whitecaps lead. Lugnuts threatening. Winkler skies it to right. Mendoza's having troubles. Where's this one? He finds it. He catches it. At second base, Wright was a ways away. The throw comes in, lobbing in as Wright retreats successfully. And these West Michigan outfielders, my goodness. This inning began with the triple by Anjeles that the center fielder Campos lost in the lights. The Whitecaps might have felt their heart skip a beat there, but Mendoza in the end did identify where that baseball was and where it was going to land. Winkler's the second out.
Man, oh man, I don't know why it's so difficult out there. It must be the glare on the lights or something.
Max Muncy takes a called strike from Fernander. Fastball to start him on the outer third.
These lights are new within the last couple of years, but we haven't seen this many issues before.
At this point, you say, put the ball in a play, what might happen?
Yep.
2-1, 2-out, down by 4. Bottom of the 8. The pitch. That bounces in, kicks away up the first base side from Valencia, but not far. Wright scoots back to second. Wright at second, Trenkel at first. They both run well. And Max Muncy, hitless so far in this game. They're the first four games of the year, Max had 7 hits. He's 0 for 3. He has a walk. He had a hit stolen from him in the fifth inning by the second baseman, Young. Here's the pitch. Low and away again.
Well, they're doing the right things to put themselves in the places they need to be to get back in this game. It's just a matter of if they can come up with a couple of clutch hits or not.
The gray Max bat in Muncy's hands, held high, waving in a concentric circle. The pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike 2. Center fielder Campos deep, shaded to right center. Left center gap is open. Second baseman Young to his right, up the middle. Fernander sets. Delivers. Swing and a miss. He got Muncy to chase the slider away. And Muncy fires the bat at the ground, furious. Again, the strikeout thwarts a Lugnuts rally. In the bottom of the eighth inning, 1 run on 2 hits and a walk with 2 runners left. And as we go to the ninth, the Whitecaps lead is 8-4 in Lansing.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The first Lugnuts reliever to work in 3 games this year, Brock Whittlesey, takes over in the ninth inning. We're at Jackson Field on Michigan Avenue, just a couple of blocks away from the state capitol, where the hometown Lugnuts are down to West Michigan, 8-4. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Whittlesey against 4-5-6. Isaac Pacheco first. Swings and misses. Strike 1. Whittlesey replaces Jorge Juan. The 6-9 righty pitched the 7th and the 8th. He allowed 1 run on 2 hits and a walk. Actually, 3 hits and a walk as Pacheco takes the ball. 1 hit in the 7th, 2 hits in the 8th. He also walked 1, and he struck out 5. but the Whitecaps have that edge. The pitch, Pacheco rockets it to right field. It's hooking into the corner, takes the hop, bounds up against the wall. Johnny Butler plays, he has trouble, but Pacheco just scoots into second base, losing his helmet. He's content with a leadoff double. And why not just add another extra base hit to the Whitecaps ledger tonight?
Doubles galore for these guys. They're taking out their frustration after first loss of the season yesterday, and you're right. I mean, they're finding the corners of this diamond. They've left the yard a time as well, and they just continue to pummel the ball. 14 hits.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Danny Cerretti, Chris Myers, Ben Malgeri, Eduardo Valencia, and now Isaac Pacheco with doubles. Five doubles plus the Valencia home run. It's Ben Malgeri, speaking of a guy with a double, who takes a pitch inside that clipped him. And that makes Ben Malgeri the all-time career record holder in West Michigan Whitecaps history, most hit by pitches in a career. Congratulations to the Northeastern product. Outstanding.
Well done.
He wore it. And Pacheco to second, and Malgeri to first, and Dylan Paulson's the batter. I was prepared, Adam. I was ready for that to happen, and lo and behold.
You nailed it.
Brock Whittle seated Dylan Paulson. A chopper down to first base. Snared by Winkler. Throws to second one. Muncy over to first with Whittlesey covering. Double play. 3-6-1. Erase Malgeri to third base Pacheco. Two outs, top of the ninth.
This defense is fun, aren't they? I mean, they just continue to turn double plays. They're in the right spots. No errors again tonight. They may not come back to win this game, but the defense continues to be there five games in. That's a really tough turn. 3-6-1, not very common, and they all execute it.
Six double plays coaxed by the pitching staff, and this is game five of the year. Brock Whittlesey now to Chris Myers, who lines one down the left field line. It's slicing, and it's down for a base hit away from Armenteros, kicking around in the corner. Pacheco scores. Myers is content stopping at second with guess what? An RBI double. And West Michigan leads 9-4.
This isn't very fun from a Lugnuts perspective.
But if you're Chris Myers,
it's very fun from his perspective.
Third hit of the game. Fourth time on the bases. His first run knocked in today. His fifth for the year. And the Whitecaps have now six doubles in the game.
Finding the lines, man. From right line to the left field line and this half inning and beyond. Doubles, doubles, and more doubles. Extra base hits. One of the reasons why the Whitecaps swept the Tin Caps coming into this weekend, this week's series.
Eduardo Valencia swings and misses. A pitch under the hands. Strike one. He's had a big part to play in this, too. Two-run homer. RBI double. 2-for-4. He's knocked in three and scored two. And it's 9-4 West Michigan as the hill gets a little bit tougher to climb. The pitch. Foul tipped into, then out of the mitt of the catcher. Nothing at two. Adam, trivia question.
Yeah.
Whitecaps have six doubles so far in this game. What is the record most doubles allowed in one game by Lugnuts pitchers?
I'm going to go 8.
No, you're a little low. June 16th, 2017 against the West Michigan Whitecaps. The Lugnuts allowed 11 doubles.
Wow.
11. And that set the Midwest League record because, you know, it darn well should have. This ball is hit high and deep to left. Armenteros fades back toward the corner. He's got the catch as he nears the warning track, and the side is retired. West Michigan adds another run on two doubles and an HBP. One runner left on to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts are down 9-4 with only three outs left to try to do something and stay unbeaten.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back.
I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 4-0 Lugnuts are trailing 9-4 to the bottom of the ninth inning against the West Michigan Whitecaps, 3-1, who just lost their first game in the series opener yesterday, but they are turning the tables today. They have sent out Chavez Fernander for the final three outs. Fernander, who allowed one run in the bottom of the eighth inning, his first inning coming in from the pen, although it wasn't all that deserved. Center fielder Campos lost a fly ball in the lights, turned into a triple for Aribiel Anales. Anales came in. Well, let's see how this ninth inning starts. Starts with a called strike to Daniel Susak on a fastball in the outside corner. Susak, Butler, Armenteros to try to start a little something. 4-5-6 in the attack. Righty to righty. Bouncing in. It's been generally that fastball slider mix for the native of the Bahamas. Daniel Susak out of Roseville, California. The Arizona Wildcat drafted last year. Pitch on its way. Ripped on a line and caught by Pacheco at third to his left. I think he was surprised at the end as he quickly moved to his left. Suddenly, how close that ball was to his face gave him a close shave. But Susak, a hard out number one.
Yeah, it's one of those where you move to the left and then you think, oh, why am I moving towards this thing? Let me stick my glove out instead and hope that thing lands in it, and it did.
It sure did. That might have hurt his hand. Here's Johnny Butler. Outside ball one. I feel like we have seen some hard outs.
Really have. Yeah. And you're going to see none harder than the hot corner. That is, baseball's come up on you quick over there.
Ball one offering from Fernander. Butler fouls it back. It's coming back our way. And Adam, come on.
Oh, I had it. It was off my hand. It was there.
Well, it's an above average effort play, so I'm not going to charge you an error.
It was a long reach.
1-1. Grounded foul right side.
Wow.
So the first one of the year at home game number two.
It was there.
Yeah. How's your hand?
It would be feeling better if I would have caught it.
One out, nobody on. Last of the ninth. 9-4 West Michigan. Fernander to Butler. Off speed down. Well, it's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
No moral victories. This hurts even more.
Johnny Butler's 0-for-3 with a walk. 2-2. Fouled away to the left side.
I just love our complete different reaction when a ball comes to the booth. Jesse scurries out of the way, and I idiotically go towards it thinking that I can make these catches.
You can. Practice makes perfect, you know. Line drive hooked foul down the right side. You just need more chances. That's the big key.
It's a long reach, one hand, line drive.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Are these excuses?
No, I'm just trying to explain what happened.
One out, nobody on. Bottom of the ninth. Fernander to the plate. Down low. Count is full on Butler. Daniel Susak just lined out hard to third. And now the full count pitch. Line shot to the second baseman, Young. Two away.
Everybody's catching lineouts in this half inning. On the field.
I noticed those guys out there have gloves. So if you want to show up tomorrow with a glove.
Maybe. I mean, they're hitting it hard, though, Jesse. This is baseball sometimes. Rocket to third, rocket to second.
Rocket to the booth.
Yeah.
Lasser Armenteros takes a ball low.
What do you think our number would be? E what? E10? Because we're up top here. I don't know what our number is.
Got to think that one
through. Yeah, think that one over. Get back to me.
Righty to righty. Armenteros lines to center field, and that's down for a base hit. One hop for Campos. Gets it into second baseman Young. A one hopper.
I mean,
two-out single for Armenteros.
Yeah, they've squared up three. It's about time one of them finds the grass. He's had a couple of good swings tonight, and the Lugnuts have had some good swings tonight. I mean, look at West Michigan. We've talked all about their doubles and their hits, 15. Lansing now has 10 hits. It's just runners have gotten on. They are 1-for-14.
9-4 West Michigan. Lugnuts down to their final out. Hey, Rubiel Angeles taking all the way. A called strike.
I don't know if I'll ever watch anything funnier than him just standing there, just hanging out in the box.
Righty, righty. Armenteros held on at first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. I think that tells you something, that Chris Myers is holding on Armenteros.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in general, 5-run lead, bottom of the ninth, 2 gone. You'd say, okay. Take second if you want it. Defensive indifference. They don't want Armenteros to take second. 0-2. Fly ball center field. Campos finds this one immediately. He's under it. And he makes the catch. And the ball game is over. The Lugnuts have their first loss of the year. West Michigan 9, Lansing 4. Each of these teams is 4-1.
Yeah, a tough one tonight. Again, the Lugnuts didn't pitch it as well tonight. And their offense got them in the opportunities to come up and compete with the White Caps in terms of scoring multiple runs in half innings. They got two in the fourth, but again, you go 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position, you're not going to win a ton of games if you're giving up 9 runs like they did tonight. So give credit to the White Caps. They wanted some payback, and they got it here tonight.
Yeah, those are the two different things to focus on, really. And let's start with the Lugnuts offense. You go back to yesterday's box score, Adam. Check out what the Lugnuts did with runners in scoring position en route to the 5-2 win.
Yeah, they went 5-for-11.
And now today, this was more of what we saw in the Great Lakes series when the Lugnuts offense did not hit all that well with runners in scoring position, but the pitching was so good. Well, today, West Michigan's bats were ready.
They were, and it started right off the top. Remember, it was Mitch Myers that opened the game, and although he didn't give up any runs in the first two innings, he was under pressure. Gave up a double and a walk, then gave up another double in the second. Then in came that third double, and then the Whitecaps got two runs, two more in the fourth, and they just never looked back from there. So it was a relentless attack from the Whitecaps tonight. 9 runs, 15 hits. They worked around the error that they committed, and eventually the Lugnuts, in not taking advantage when their runners got on base, just couldn't catch up.
Leading hitters in the game, if you look at West Michigan, of that 15-hit attack, Chris Myers, 3 hits and then 2 hits apiece for Valencia, Mendoza, Paulson, Young, and Soretti. Only Roberto Campos went hitless. Pacheco and Malgeri, a hit apiece, but all of the doubles. Pacheco and Malgeri, a double apiece. Valencia, a double, and a 2-run homer. The first home run that we have seen in the game involving the Lugnuts this year. No homers for the Lugnuts. A triple, though, for A. Rubiel Anales. Lansing falls in defeat. Adam, let's look ahead to tomorrow. Third game of the series. Each team has won one. And now we start to see starting pitchers for the second time around. Yoelvis Del Rosario makes his second start of the year against Carlos Pena. What are you expecting?
Well, I'm expecting him to piggyback off the performance he had the first time out. He nearly went 5 innings, was held up at 70 pitches, but he threw strikes, he got ahead of batters, and he really worked the Loons hitters well, which we'll see if that's the case again this year, but usually the Dodgers have a really good lineup at the high A level. They have really good swingers, and he was able to keep them intact. So hoping that he can do that again, mix his pitches, and find a way to get the Lugnuts back in the win column as they face adversity for the first time here in 2023.
Time of the game, 2 hours and 47 minutes, played in front of a crowd of 1,872. That doesn't take into account any dogs, though, right?
It should. They should count as two individuals because they have four legs. So it really, like, there was like 3,000 fans here.
I don't buy it. One dog counts as one individual. I'm not giving a dog. One dog does not equal two people. No, sir. Well, that'll do it for us tonight. Tomorrow night, Coors Light, Thirsty Thursday, $2 drinks and $5 crafts. Come out. LansingLugNuts.com.
This is the best night of the week tomorrow. This is what we look forward to, these raucous crowds on Thirsty Thursdays. I can't wait.
Session.
I love it. I love the Spartans that come out and support the Lugnuts, and they get rowdy. And the Whitecaps, they're going to hear from the rowdy crowd tomorrow night.
79 degrees, first pitch, and sunny.
I love it. Let's do it. Can't wait.
LansingLugNuts.com or 517-485-4500 is how you get your tickets. That'll do it for us tonight. Adam, any final thoughts?
Good company tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Bounce back time.
Good to be rejoined by you. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We wish you well. Once again, your final score, the Whitecaps 9, the Lugnuts 4. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your evening from Mid-Michigan, Jackson Field, and Michigan State Capitol.